Hey, this is Doug Stanhope, and you're listening to the Cousin Joe Show for no particular reason.
There's a guy we all know that we should stay away from. Well, that's Cousin Joe. He knows he shouldn't say all the things that he does, but hey, that's how he rolls. He's got those Pink Floyd posters up hanging on his wall, 'cause that's Cousin Joe. But he makes up for it with his awesome prank calls. That's Cousin Joe. So if you want some entertainment on a Thursday night, check out the Cousin Joe Show, 'cause they're doing it right. You got Joe and Dan, straight classy like crumpets. Joe's finger popping girls that got a thing for puppets. He tries to make us laugh any way that he can figure, even if he has to dress up like a gay wigger. The Cousin Joe Show, the Cousin Joe Show. It's Cousin Joe and Dan. Joe's hardcore pimping, got the boomer tech ballin'. Just give it a minute, and Royce will be calling. That's right, Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back.
Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? Good?
Good.
Good. Good. Ian's back again.
Wow.
This might be a record. Is this 3 weeks in a row?
I think it's two.
It's two.
Oh.
That's in a row, though. A
I think my record is three or four.
Hello, everyone in the chat. Frozen Asian Joe got a Stanhope bumper. That was not from this weekend.
That was from, yeah.
That was from probably 10 years ago.
Back before.
Back when we were friends.
Aww. Back before.
Back when I.
They were both on the.
Back when I thought I was.
They were both on the path to greatness, and Joe took a hard left.
Marie in the chat, and not mentioning the song Ian. Well,
Ian wasn't here then.
To be fair to Irrational Times, yeah, that was before Ian. Ian joined us for like one show our first 2 months, I think. So,
when you came back, you mean?
Yeah.
It's been infrequent. Look, I'm inconsistent.
No, I'm just saying with the intro video song that we have from Irrational Times, which we love, I'm just saying.
I like flying under the radar. You know what? If I was in the song,
I would too. If I were you,
it wouldn't be special. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice. It's fresh.
Irrational Times. See, he goes. I feel bad about that. Don't feel bad. Ian is a terrible person.
You shouldn't. If you want, you can add. Consistent. You can add Ian to the song once every 8 times we play it.
Yeah, if you want to do a club mix and just Ian in there
and somewhere. Dan and Ian.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Exactly. Sometimes.
And sometimes why?
Frozen Asian, I don't know what happened. No, it's just, you know, like 10 years ago, it was before Rogan had a podcast, before Stanhope had his friends to go
Joe
on.
Joe had with, thought of podcasts before anyone had, is the thing.
I was doing a show before there was...
Joe had thought before, of... Joe was like, what if I'm putting my voice out there so other people can hear it?
To the masses. Because of all the no important messages I have to give. Yeah. No.
So Joe was the first. So he invented radio.
In 2005, the term podcast didn't exist. It was
until
just
until Joe made it.
And back then, again, Stanhope would call into the show. There was one time we called him, and he was on stage, and he picked up and put it on speakerphone and talked to us while it was... Anyway, I'm reminiscing about when I thought I was hot shit, and things were a lot more fun. I was in my 20s. It's before I got a beer gut. I could still stay up all night drinking, sleep 4 hours, and go to work without a problem. You know, those good days. Remember? Remember that, guys?
Barely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually don't remember it much, which is good. He's had fun.
Before the days of getting a haircut and watching the clumps fall on the cloth and go, oh, that's more silver than last week or last month. That's, you know, that's.
Oh, I haven't had to get a haircut in a fucking decade and a half.
All right, that was for Ian. Not you.
I have every shower, so much hair comes out. In fact, yesterday
your hair doesn't look like it's thinning.
No, you get the whole middle here. It's all it's a mess.
Well, mine's like kind of receding a little bit.
Is it?
Look at where my last haircut. There was a couple that just didn't. So she just
that sounds awful.
Trimmed them off. Now they're awkwardly growing back in, all stupid.
Jeez, that must be bad.
You know what? It's funny. Like, I see what you're saying, but there's things that only you...
Dan can feel our pain.
It's really horrible.
Yeah, but you,
you
get that handsome face. Dan. You don't need hair.
The fuck did I get a handsome face?
How? Ask God.
When?
Ladies, tell him.
Is Ian wearing lady panties tonight? We don't know yet.
Well, here's the thing. I can be soon.
Young.
Ian can be soon.
We got an announcement.
We have... Dan, where is that checklist?
Oh, my goodness.
I left it right where you were sitting. It's been there all week.
And we could finally check something off of it. Right there.
P.O. Box.
P.O. Box.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, good time. Hi, guys. Haven't been able to tune in recently, but now I can do this.
What's that, Kevin? Thank you, by the way, for the donation.
Play Wonderwall?
Oh, motherfucker. Not... I mean...
Why'd you get louder?
Okay. All right. Thank you for that, I think. You know, in broadcasting, they teach you, Ian, start the show with some pep. You know, it dictates how the rest of your show is going to be. So you want to start out with high energy. And you know what, Kevin? That was some pretty high energy. So thank you. You wouldn't get it from me. So I thank you for injecting that into the show.
Point out the kitty razor says Dan is the handsome one.
Dan is the handsome one.
Thank you.
I have no objection.
Kitty razor, if you want to just go to, you can just get glasses easy these days. It's not hard.
So
there's a P.O. box.
There is.
We can receive there items is. From I've, you people now.
Well, only the second item has been checked off. That and hurt your friends.
I didn't
know
that was on the list.
Yeah, that was requested last week.
Who put that there?
I believe Marie asked for that.
Why is it checked off like 20 times?
She wanted it to be represented correctly.
It's checked off all around it. There's check marks all around the sentence.
The box got full. Oh, and you watched Taboo.
1 through 4.
1 through 4.
Years ago. Oh wait, no. Check off what? Call Daywave. I've Skyped Daywave 20 times.
Not since the list was made.
Since you were yelled at?
No.
Okay.
The Sharpie's going back in the cap.
Let's not bury the lead, though. We have a P.O. box.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
This is a big deal.
I don't know what bury the lead means, but it sounds important.
Ian's very excited. If you're listening to last week's show, you know why. Ian's expecting certain things. And if you're going to send Ian...
Certain things.
If you're going to send Ian your panties...
Oh, a phone call. I wonder who it is.
I'm at a loss for...
Who do you think it could be, Joe?
I'm out of guesses.
Oh, I wonder.
Hello, Cousin Joe Show. You're on the air.
I'm really glad that you got a P.O. box, because that's infinitely more important than putting it up in podcast form so you could grow a fan base so people would listen so they would actually mail you stuff.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
No, fuck you. No, fuck you. You know what? No
that's,
more.
That's the top
no
of the list.
I am not falling for this anymore. It has been, and I've counted, a month since you told me you're going to do this.
Right.
And you don't do it. And you know why I'm upset? Because this doesn't benefit me. I'm not making money off of the Cousin Joe Show, although I should. I'm not. I'm fucking not. All you got to do
neither
is fucking send me the goddamn audio file, you lazy guinea fuck.
I have all, That put me out of commission.
2 weeks ago.
For 2 weeks. Fever-induced, might I add. I have them all in the folder, Royce. I'm going to put them in the Dropbox tomorrow. Maybe even...
First off, what did you have? Fucking Tom Hanks at the end of Philadelphia sickness? That's why you haven't been able to put it up for a month?
Were you
slow dancing with Antonio Banderas? You fucking, as soon as you get off the air, thanks so much for the show. Oh, the show's doing so good. I can't thank you enough. And I can't even force you, pull you, and help you by putting up a podcast form. That way people can enjoy while they're driving in their car and, you know, grow your channel. Joe, you're growing despite of yourself. You know that, right?
I guess.
It's so real.
It is. No, it is. You know what? And by the way, Dan is hilarious, and he is the most handsome one
out of the group.
Aww. And that's not only because I'm also a fat, bald guy.
Yeah. Well, I can promise you this. I don't know why Dan's laughing
don't
in my...
Shit.
Dan's
don't
laughing in my
me
face.
Shit. Joe fucking now that he's got a girlfriend, he goes to corn festivals and doesn't have time to upload MP3 files.
I went to a Roger Waters concert in the theater. In the movie.
Yeah, like I said, a fucking corn festival.
I don't see how that's the same. But I am going to upload the shows by the weekend this time. I have them all laid out.
Which weekend?
Cool. That's good, because you know what makes my life easier? Giving me 500 shows all at once instead of a little bit at a time. Thanks, because I don't have anything to do this weekend,
okay.
So don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's all about you.
I'll be uploading the first couple recent ones for Royce to put up, and then I'll slowly do the back catalog to April when we start it back up.
Yeah.
Thanks to Royce, which I've said quite a few times on the show. Royce.
Yes.
I've thanked Royce many times.
Mm-hmm.
Royce?
Don't thank me. Just stop being lazy.
Okay. By the way,
that checklist should be to the ground. Dan's being generous.
What?
Oh, this list?
The checklist.
I'll add as I think of stuff. It's going to keep growing.
Like, be an appreciative friend.
How many times do I have to say thank you?
I don't want you to say thank you. This thank you doesn't mean shit. I want you to give me MP3 so I can help you, you fucking lazy fuck.
Okay. I will do that.
And by the way, I called you last night twice and you ignored me.
You called me after you texted me, hey, do you want to do Hippo Juice? And I responded promptly and said, I would, but I'm out with my girlfriend seeing Roger Waters in the theater.
I'm
honest with you. This you having a girlfriend thing is not working out for me.
It's her or me, Joe.
It's not working out. Exactly. It's her or me. Oh, let me guess. I'm sorry. I ruined your dance, though. By the way, Doug Stanhope signed his book. Let me just shorten the story for you.
No, we're going to make 40 minutes out of it. Don't do that.
Yeah, not anymore.
Hang up on him, Dan.
Hanging up on Royce.
But you got hanging up on me. Hey, no, seriously, though. Have a good show. I'm glad Ian's there. Ian should be there more often. Anything than for Joe to talk less.
Wow, that was really complimentary.
Thank you.
Irrational Times, make a song just with Ian and Dan and fucking have Joe be the afterthought.
Afterthought?
That's what I am to him.
This is a close friend speaking.
What's that say?
All right, have a good show back.
All right, bro.
Fucking send me the show. Bye.
Bye. Right. Talk to you soon.
There. Kitty Razor says, Joe sounds like a married man telling his side chick that he's going to leave his wife early every week, but he never does. I swear, baby. It's over with me and her. I just gotta get the divorce paperwork written up. I swear, baby.
I'm gonna have a little time off of work tomorrow. I have a half a day kind of thing. I will upload the things tomorrow.
And what if you don't?
Then.
That's how I function. I function well with consequence.
I do work best under pressure.
Okay, so if you don't. What's the consequence?
Then you two can do a show without me here.
Why would we want to do that?
Why would we do that? I don't know how these stupid buttons
here?
Work.
Here?
Yeah, I'll lay in bed. You
I'd rather just stay home.
What, you going to have a fever again?
Yeah, I'm going to give myself a
fever. Oh, how about if Joe doesn't do it, he has to do the show naked next week?
Who the fuck are you?
If it wasn't you,
then I got to sit through that, actually.
Still no. Joe gets a P.O. box. Good for you. Here's Wonderwall for you. Creep.
Is Tunes? Is it the song Creep? Is it a cover? I know he said Wonderwall, but this is really horrendous. What is this? I don't have any clue what this is. I have to keep talking over because we're monetized now and I don't want to get a copyright strike. But this is, what is this? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's Joe's favorite song in his favorite song style, pop punk.
Is that what that was? Pop punk?
Yes.
Oh. That was fucking horrendous. Okay, so...
Miami MILF wants to know if she missed Royce. You did, Miami MILF, but don't worry. I'm sure he'll be back.
You'll hear it when the podcast is posted.
Oh, so you'll hear this in December of 2020.
It's happening by the weekend.
It's happening.
Most likely tonight, tomorrow. Okay. So... The P.O. box is in the description, but it's if you're listening to this on the MP3 version of the show, which will be up very soon, then it's P.O. box 784, Ramsey, New Jersey, 07446. Please do not send me fireworks. Please do not send me fireworks. Dan, I've ever told you my favorite type of fireworks are cakes and shells?
And that's the kind you definitely don't want?
Right. Did I also tell you my birthday is next month? Has nothing to do with anything. I'm just bringing it.
You told me it.
You know my birthday's next month, right?
I mean, I've known you for 7 years. Yeah, it's come up.
Okay.
You're also very anti-opioids.
Yeah.
Very anti-painkillers. No pain meds in that P.O. box, please.
None of that.
Ian would not like any panties.
And Ian would love your panties.
Yeah, Ian.
And this is what I was going to say before. If, for some reason, you're going to send Ian your panties, please, on the outside of the envelope or box, draw like a heart or just, you know what, make it to Ian. You could, don't have to use
Ian,
my name.
Ian, care of the Cousin Joe.
I don't want to open your panties. I'm going to leave that to Ian.
Why?
To open live on air.
What are you worried about?
I'm not worried about it. It's just...
You don't like panties?
No.
Okay.
Fair enough. He doesn't like to dance around in panties, apparently.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm leaving the honor of opening the package to you.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's settled. So...
Coherent Nonsense wants to know why no Syd Barrett album to hide your microwave.
that one is a little tucked away on vinyl. What microwave?
I don't know. He's mentioning some sort of microwave.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Apparently, he thinks that for some reason you put albums up there to hide a microwave.
I don't know where you got that from.
Silly idea.
That's who would do that?
I don't know.
That sounds really bizarre. I mean, this is a very professional podcast video show.
Marine saying, I'm beginning to see why the P.O. Box is in Jersey. It's just because it's part of the two-state, tri-state area that Joe is very familiar with.
Right. I pass through there, and I will be checking it at the minimum every Thursday afternoon before the show. So, there you go. Again, if you're listening to the podcast audio version only, it's P.O. Box 784 Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y, New Jersey, 07446.
And we also need to figure out what to send Dan.
No.
I thought of that.
I mean, you know, again, the panties, yeah, haha, you know, the opioids, fireworks, whatever. Then what is Dan's thing?
Well, I'm just going to leave that alone.
What, hockey cards?
Why don't we let Dan answer?
What is your thing,
Dan? I don't know, man. It'll just come up naturally.
Okay, send Dan stuff.
Let it just naturally occur.
If you haven't been able to tell since...
I'm
you've been watching the show.
It back to someone randomly.
Dan anyway. Is not as obnoxious and arrogant as Ian and myself, where we just expect you people to send us things.
I just do it in my head.
No, they want
Dan,
to.
I'm kidding. I know. But Dan is...
I'm the cute one.
He's...
Well,
he's,
aside from
send
being,
him a mirror so he can admire himself a
I'm
little
just,
more.
I'm just here for my looks.
A pocket mirror. One of those circular flip-up...
Yeah. A compact.
Yeah, a compact mirror. Yeah, one of those.
I'm going to need more Sharpies, you know, with this list.
Yeah, can someone send a scroll so Dan can make the real list?
Okay, that was mean.
I see those on
wooden
Amazon.
Spool. That was mean.
Like a little pen, like in dipping the ink.
A quill. I'm going to have a scroll and a quill.
On this day.
Show me Kitty says, Dan is normal, send him beer.
Marie says, Dan needs more list making materials. Exactly. Some highlighters. Static void, send him hair.
Fuck. Take out of my drain, believe me.
Miami MILF, send Dan hugs for working with these nincompoops.
How dare you?
These people are mean.
Really? I love the nincompoop line.
I know you do.
It's one of my favorite things ever.
I hear you laugh some of the hardest you've ever laughed every time Royce plays that promo on Revenge of the Sith.
Oh my god.
I heard it today, in fact. But yeah. Marie says you should dress like Santa and check my list twice.
Considering how long this list will be by December, yeah.
No.
So yeah, we're gonna have a very special
you
Christmas.
Remind
show.
Me to hide that list before next week's show.
I'm sure there's a Google Doc of that list somewhere.
Oh, we're gonna be here the day after Christmas next year. This year.
Christmas is on
it's
a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Well, it always sucks when you have to go to work the next day. Any holiday you have off. Anyway. We did see Doug Stanhope on Saturday.
We did. Friday. We had a group outing.
Friday.
It was Friday. So, last week at the end of the show, I did that call in to get tickets.
And oh, yeah.
We had Crystal. I don't remember how to
I can't remember how to pronounce it.
Sorry.
Words.
Apologies.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I don't think she's in the chat.
Yeah, that was
well, she didn't come, so she's not memorable anymore.
Which is the only time I saw her in the chat was last week. Anyway, she called in and was going to get her tickets, then emailed that she needed a pair, understandable, but it was already sold out.
She's going to see
Ian, who works
these
at the,
people alone. I don't blame her at all.
Yeah. Ian, who works at the club where Stanhope played, was my connect for tickets, could only get one, not a pair. So she declined her prize. And I go, all right, well, I'll just get one ticket, bring my girlfriend. Dan brought his, and it was Dennis, our producer Dennis, and Rose
what the
came.
Fuck are you?
So it was a nice outing.
As I Fianla got to meet you in person, I'll be nice just this once.
Also need to embarrassing happy Boyfriend's Day, Dan. And hi, Ian. Awesome seeing you again.
That was from Veronica.
Oh,
nice. It's actually the real version.
Oh, the real version.
Oh, what is it?
It's, yeah, I mean, from everything I'm hearing. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you.
And it was nice meeting you, too. Is this the first time we've actually had the real song?
This is probably the first real song.
The first time ever. This is making history. All right.
Sweet.
Hey,
we've had some great covers.
It was a fun outing. I would have liked it if we were able to sit down and hang out with Ian more, but Ian had to work.
Ian was,
busy seating
man
people.
Man about the club.
And had to deal with some cunty people.
Oh, there were just cunty people.
Yeah, I mean, that was a shitty, weird, I don't want to say shitty crowd.
It was a weird crowd. You know, our place
was also the worst fucking heckler I've ever heard in my life.
There were a couple hecklers.
But they weren't even yelling anything that was clever.
Just dumb shit.
I remember the one.
It was just sentences.
I remember a couple.
Do you remember?
Was it Rambo?
What was the one?
I remember the one.
Rambo?
No, he just yells out, say something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Which it probably is the dumbest heckle I've ever heard in my life.
I'm going to guess that Stanhope, a 30-year veteran, might be building a moment with silence. Fuckface.
I mean, I get like that. I want to lunge over and punch these people. But normally there's like one drunk heckler. At this show, there was like, what, two, three?
I mean, it wasn't that bad. There were people that said a couple words, but yes.
It wasn't throughout the entire show, but it was...
It was just, useless. Like, what was the point?
It was enough for you to address it, which...
Yeah.
There were people, like, at one point, you came behind me and, like, touched my arm, and I kind of turned around almost aggressively.
You got defensive, yeah.
Because people, like, stepped to me a few times, and I was like,
he was by the door. What do you mean?
There was one guy that was in the back of the room talking loudly with whoever he was with. So I waited as long as I could and just got up near him and said, hey, like, because the show's on. At this point, Doug's on stage. And I said, dude, you really got to keep it down. It's very loud. And he kind of like hulked up and like stared me in the eyes. And I did the same. Like, dude.
He stood up from his table?
No, he was standing already. He just kind of hulked up and was like in my face. And I was like, really? Really? And, like,
but you, at that point, can't you get him kicked the
fuck
out?
Yeah, and I did toy with that. And I figured, you know what?
You decided not to?
Did you say, do you know who I am? Did you throw that out?
He had to know who I was. Just look at me.
I'm from the Cousin Joe show.
That's true.
Right? That's what you were thinking.
Yeah, there were a couple of those situations of people that were just aggressive for no reason.
Well, I think, and it's no shocker for Doug Stanhope audience, quite a few people showed their...
Who the fuck are you?
Under the influence.
Almost there, guys. Handsome Dan will read Mr. Baruchel's joke book.
I know.
Thank you, Frozen Nation. Yeah, if we hit our goal by the end of tonight, Dan will...
Damn. All your ladies pop your pussy like this.
This
shake your body.
Groovy.
There you go.
Yeah. Dan will get to read from my 2006-2007 joke book on the next show. If we hit the goal on Streamlabs.
I think the blueprint for how to make a podcast might be in that joke book, right?
I don't know about that, Ian, but the blueprint for how to be the best stand-up ever is definitely...
Well, you're holding that back from the world. You got to get on stage.
Well... Still
hold
get
back
to
all
that.
These talents.
So, anyway, there was that, and then there was, and this really pissed me off because it ended the show early.
No, it didn't.
No, he didn't.
I mean,
his closer.
No, it maybe cost a minute. I mean, no, I was timing him. It was the end.
He was doing the closer at the time.
We missed the last couple.
It
minutes.
It cut into his closer, but I think it was better. I'd rather have that.
Well, let's tell everyone what happened.
Okay.
A guy at the table right. Next
behind
to us,
me,
right behind Dan.
Yeah,
just went unconscious. I look
over,
like
fucking,
and there's like two staff members, security. I think it
was. One was security. One was one of the waiters.
And one of the guys was doing like that chest.
Yeah, he was like rubbing his fist like in the middle of his chest,
trying to
get.
And
his
the guy
heart
was
work or
just completely out.
His girlfriend was like still drinking a beer,
and she fucking had to say shit.
Though. Well, no, what happened was Stanhope, when he saw the ruckus, the commotion, said, "What's going on?"
Right,
and some fucking asshole yells out, "This kid sucks."
Not only that, the asshole was at our table, which I hate.
Was that our table?
Yeah, he was all the way at the end.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what
I had stood up and run away.
I don't understand why that person is. How is that person a human being?
That's one of the things I hate about comedy clubs is you're forced to sit with people you don't know, and they turn out to be cunts at your table. You gotta.
But it's like any activity. You go to a baseball game or movie theater. There's always some fuckface next to you.
Yeah, but in this scenario,
it's intimate. Yeah, yeah.
You gotta make it clear you were not the jerk off at the table.
Right,
you have nothing to do with him because everyone assumes you are. But yeah, so finally,
because he yells out, Doug kind of was like, what are you, a fucking asshole? And the girlfriend somehow thought that Stanhope was like, because he got a laugh making fun of that heckler.
Right.
The girlfriend took it as he was making light of what's happening.
I don't think so. And
she got mad at him. No, that's what happened.
Well, she said she was pissed off because the staff was just kind of rubbing his chest and wasn't helping.
What are they supposed to do? The guy fucking...
No, I agree. But that was her, because I heard her ranting about it afterwards. So she said to Doug, yeah, we could use some real help over here, not, you know, laugh it up. And she's pointing to the sign, meaning not the staff here.
Right.
I think Doug took it as not, I don't know, like a double meaning, laugh about it.
I thought
so because, he got defensive and goes, you know,
I thought because he went at the guy who yelled, this kid sucks, and then got a pop. I thought she thought he was making light of what was going on.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, he's a human being.
You
stop
right.
it. And then at that point, like, he laced her up at that point.
Well, he just said, like, I'm defending him. Like,
yeah,
I'm
dumb cunt.
Yeah, basically. Is what he
said, I'm on your side.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's what I think happened. I think she thought he was making light of it. Because the room laughed when he popped that asshole, that heckler guy.
But Dennis says that was our quote-unquote friend next to Rose who had too many Manhattans prior to the show.
Somebody, I think it was your girlfriend that was talking to the girl that told her the guy had mushrooms.
He had, like, mushrooms.
Mushrooms don't do
weed,
that, though.
He was drinking. No, he passed the fuck out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he just had too much.
He was mixing it with something.
He had too much shit, and he passed the fuck out. The best part was when security picked him up and carried
like
him out.
Like a bride.
Like, yeah, like going over the threshold. But he was, like, limp
as fuck.
Dude, I was standing. I had gone to the back by the merch table at this point because I was, like, right
in the way. I
didn't
know you were. Yeah. I saw you get
well,
up.
Because
and
right
get
where I was sitting was where they had to go in to get the guy.
Yeah,
I didn't want to stand and block people because Doug was still going.
Right.
So I went back by the merch table, and they're carrying him out. Dude, it was this close. There's pillars all along the inside. It was this close to, like, a fucking shitty comedy gag of his head just going, dunk, 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 dunk. Dude, it was inches, because the security guard was, like, panicked. Just like, I need to get this kid out of here.
Everyone's watching him. And
It was so close, man. It would have been the funniest fucking thing of the night. God, I was hoping
for
it.
Did you hear what happened when he got outside, though, with the ambulance?
He, refused the ambulance,
story?
I heard.
He's getting about to be loaded into the ambulance, and he's trying to refuse the ambulance. And then all of a sudden, this, like, pickup truck pulls up next to the ambulance, like, parallel to it. And he goes, he's like, I'm this guy's Lyft driver. No, it was the guy who called a Lyft instead of an ambulance and got taken home in that.
Dennis says, she was on shrooms and paranoid, and both she and that idiot probably still had drugs on them, so she was freaking out, and then she ran out on him when the cops got there.
I didn't even
think
of that.
So the cops showed up, and she just fucking booked on him.
Well, if you go to Stanhope's Reddit page.
Oh, does he mention it?
Well, he sent a tweet out. I think I sent you a screenshot.
Well, the tweet
Ian.
He sent, I think, was a police. There was a separate incident that went on.
I didn't know about
this. I have pictures of that. Did I send you those pictures?
Yeah, you did.
Whatever guy got arrested outside.
Yeah, Stanhope tweeted out, so this is how Poughkeepsie ends. Looking forward to the story, and then has the picture of a cop outside the
He'll
place.
He'll probably talk about it on the next podcast that he puts out.
I listened to it. He didn't.
But that went up to Albany, I thought. The last part
yeah,
of that podcast
was already recorded.
Albany. Yeah, because they recorded that
what
in
the
hotel in Syracuse.
Fuck
or
Jack Hughes.
What?
Fuck Jack Hughes, says Josh.
nice. That's a hockey thing. Don't worry about it.
Okay. No, I have no idea what that is. At least you got it.
I did.
So,
I got it. We'll
anyway,
find out tomorrow night.
On Doug's Twitter, the guy responded to him and said, hey, that was me.
Really?
And Doug said, you know, email me, get it on the podcast. So I'm hoping he does one about it and it comes out. But yeah. That was,
Who the fuck are you?
By now you should have somehow realized what I came to do.
What did you come to do, OG's Way Bronco?
Obviously play Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
I wasn't wrong.
Oh, you weren't.
By now you should somehow realize.
Like that reverb on his voice? Makes it sexy, doesn't it?
And I don't believe
what a duet. Huh?
It's not awful.
What?
It's not awful.
It's not the worst we've heard.
No,
that's for sure.
It's
for
better
sure.
than All Star by Smash Mouth.
It's much
which
better.
Which we definitely don't want to hear.
No.
So please don't do that.
Marie wants to know if we were at Bananas. No, we were at Laugh It Up Comedy Club. Right?
Yeah. That's right. Laugh It Up.
There you go.
Laughitup.net.
Who was his opener?
Free plug.
Olivia Grace.
Yeah, she was funny, man. I liked her.
She was very funny. Very nice.
Yeah, she's on the podcast, too, now. She's checking it pretty good.
Very nice. Very gracious. Very grateful to be there. She was, like, really happy to be at our shitty little club. It was
nice. She seemed like a really cool person. I mean, I didn't really talk to her. I saw you talking to her, but...
Maureen, Bananas does not exist in Poughkeepsie because Ian's club just fucked it up, like knocked it out of there. They're in Jersey now.
Well, they've been always in Jersey.
Now yeah, they had two locations, and they're just like, we don't want no part of Poughkeepsie. Not with Ian in town.
New sheriff, bang, bang.
Yeah.
So
Ian's like, I'll fuck all these masseuses.
I will step to motherfuckers.
That too. As long as they don't flex at him. Joe doesn't love Rose enough to get her a wrench, Coletta.
Everyone has a wrench.
Yeah, I think Rose is the only person in the chat who doesn't at this point.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to do it. I would.
You don't want a wrench. It's really overrated.
I didn't want to give her the wrench without asking Dennis.
Hey, Rose, do you want my wrench? Oh, sorry, I stepped on your joke.
You stepped on my joke.
I'm sorry. Rose, that's right. he was implying that he's going to fuck you.
Oh, if Dennis is okay with it.
Well, it seems like a lot of you people are okay with some swapping.
Just Sam Adams, Chicago.
To wrap up the Stanhope thing, if you're a new listener, we're not going to go through the story again.
Who the fuck are you?
Stop teasing us like you do to your back alley puppeteers, Joe, and let Dan read to us your Dear Diary Yuck Yuck Book, you Goomba.
Well, thank you, Baguetta. But
Veronica said she also forgot his coat and stuff because she was too busy drinking. So Veronica had to run the coat out to the guy because she was just like hanging out.
That's nice, sir.
She was a good girl.
She should check the pockets first.
Did you check the pockets?
Might have been some stuff a little bit interesting in there.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it before, obviously.
Joe Stan.
But it, no. Oh. But if you're new or whatever, I got the audio book version of Doug Stanhope's latest book. So I'm just going to play this 30 seconds instead of rehashing it. The only lead up you need to know is he's waiting on a phone call from Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh. However, he did not call during the show. But in the days afterwards, it seemed like everyone...
I'm Hollywood Joe, and I'll be doing live stand-up at Rhino in Suffern on Friday, October 11th. Here's Wonderwall.
October 11th.
Is that when I'm doing it?
Sounds like it. I'm busy tomorrow night.
Well, I know we can't do it this week because you're busy, but...
Yankees playoffs tomorrow.
So Ian can't make it. Okay. Where's Wonderwall?
All right, so no song.
I was promised Wonderwall.
I know.
Rose... Lisa asked if Rose is Joe's girlfriend, and Rose says, no, I'm with the Russian.
All right, let me play this real quick so everyone's caught up.
However, he did not call during the show, but in the days afterwards, it seemed like everyone else did. Like anybody that drinks and makes false promises in the heat of a forgotten moment, I don't answer unknown phone numbers. But now it was a whole new circumstance. Now I was compelled to answer any and all calls from blocked numbers or odd area codes, never knowing if it might be Johnny. Ring, ring, hello. Hey, this is Cousin Joe from the Cousin Joe podcast. Can you do my podcast? Fuck me.
I do not sound like that.
That's exactly what you sounded like.
So I brought him.
Joe also refers to himself as Cousin Joe all the time.
No, I never do, ever.
I'm sorry. He refers to himself as Hollywood Joe.
No. So, this is the signature I got from Stanhope, which couldn't be funnier. Let me see if I can get a full screen on that. Hold on. There we go.
What is it?
Well, everyone else can see it but you.
I have to wait 30 fucking seconds to see it.
Yep. Too bad. Okay.
Well, it's a mystery now, isn't it?
I ran over and showed it to you.
Oh, the book?
Gleefully.
It's right next to me.
Yeah. So you have to wait. You saw it already.
I can look at it.
Still no.
Fucking great.
I mean, it didn't even take him a second. He just started. I walk over and he goes, Uncle George?
That's fucking great.
And I go, yeah, I gotta have you sign my big moment. He goes, oh, did I put you in the book? I'm like, yeah, it was the fuck me moment. He starts laughing. But
that's great.
Yeah.
Did you give him some stand-up pointers after that?
I gave him...
Tell him how to work a room?
A small notepad.
That was nice.
One of those mini meads.
Yeah. He's just like, I took some notes full for you tips. Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And I did feel really weird saying good show.
Why, were you going to say you sucked?
No, it's just... That's what everybody says. It's just so...
You had to come with something original?
It's like there's nothing else to talk about. like,
you transcended it for me, man.
You know, like 10 years ago,
for real,
I'd be giving him Xanax after a show, and then he'd be saying, hey, we're hanging out here. Come on. It's just, you know, like I said.
Things have changed, Joe.
Yeah.
Not that big of a deal anymore.
I know.
He also might not be partying like that anymore. I think he goes back to his room and just relaxes.
Dude, I'm sure that's part
of
it.
He's still getting fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, he's like 50, isn't he?
Or more, yeah.
I'm sure that's part of it. That's what I tell myself anyway. You know. But that's the reason.
Oh, God, it's you, Joe. That's what he said to me, sorry.
What?
At least he recognized you. Could have been worse.
Well, yeah.
Could have been like, who the fuck are you? I sat in the front row once, you high-fived me.
That happened in No Refunds on Showtime.
I know, that's what I fucking just said it for.
I know. Just being an ass.
Yep.
Ken of the North still know the Joe Coletta story.
That is, to be followed up with, then don't.
That is a good title.
You have had two fantastic comments give you two-word fuck yous.
Two fantastic comments?
Yeah. Congratulations,
man. What was the first one?
Then don't.
You gotta explain.
Oh, well, you went up to Bill Burr to film something for him for the documentary. Right there. Number 3 on the list.
Numbered now. He's got numbers.
Well, I mean, it's just in the order of I thought of them.
Okay.
And he said, I'd hate to ask you this. And Bill Burr just cut him off and said, then don't. Yep. Joe's balls were cut off right in front of everybody.
And what did I do, Dan? Did I listen to him?
Yeah, you kept fucking talking.
Yep.
Yep. Just kept going with it.
Dan tried to physically distance himself from me at that moment.
At that point, I just went and talked to Pete Davidson.
I'm not with this guy. Oh, that's right. He was there, too.
Yeah, he was there.
That was... How long ago was that? It was well before he was gone.
It was the same night you called Stanhope. We were on the way to that show.
That was like 2012.
No, it was like 2014, 2015. We were driving, because we were filming the documentary in 2014.
No, I know that part. I could have sworn the call he was referencing was 2012. Oh, that's sad. So I've been calling him for years without...
We were in the car, and you were just like...
No, I remember.
You were all fired up, because that's why you wanted him to... You weren't calling him to have him come on the show. You were calling him because you wanted to interview him about...
shit, that's right.
...the documentary, because you had this whole idea where we were going to fly to fucking Bisbee...
My fucking Xanax memory.
...and talk to him.
That's right. Yeah. So, wow. All right. Sorry, that's all hitting me at once now that it was the same night.
That's, you know what? I only take a little bit of Xanax, so I still got it. Still got some of the memes.
Yeah. Wow.
And I get to always hold that memory of Bill Burr smiling, telling you to go fuck yourself, like, nicely.
That was a polite way of saying go fuck yourself.
He was, like, giving you, like, I'm giving you an out.
What the fuck are you?
And you said, absolutely not.
When are you going to write your book, Cousin Joe?
God, Joe needs to write a book.
Spent D. When am I going to write my book? I should work on that.
You should write a book.
I really should. Lisa in the chat. Cousin Joe, have you seen Theo Von's interview with Bill Burr? I have. Not the whole thing. I saw like the first 10 minutes. Because I think I only heard of Theo Von recently. I didn't even know he was a comic.
Isn't Theo Von Patrice's ex-wife?
What?
Who am I thinking of?
No, that's Vaughn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Something. Sorry.
No, Theo Von's a comic. I can't give an opinion. I've never seen a stand-up, so I don't know. But he does a podcast. It's pretty popular, apparently. And he had Bill Burr on. It was like this controversial thing because they had zero chemistry, and it just came off like Bill Burr was condescending to him the entire interview, like just fucking with him. And apparently it's really uncomfortable. Like I said, I only saw the first 10 minutes. It didn't look that bad to me, but I've heard about it. But yeah, I don't really, again, you guys don't even know what I'm talking about, so there's no point in me commenting on Theo Von, but I think I might have heard him from
Revenge of the Sith, maybe? Oh.
No, it was definitely from, like, Royce or Mersch, one of those.
Joe, all comics are my friends, Coletta. And Joe Xanax memory, Coletta. Chronic Ops.
All right. So that was pretty much the Stanhope weekend.
That's a good time.
Stanhope night.
Joe got a great signature.
You got an amazing signature.
And Dan didn't get the shirt signed.
Thanks.
Did you? You know what? I regret not taking a picture.
Do you?
Because
well, even though he specifically said on stage how much he hates taking
how it takes away part of his soul every snap.
That's why I didn't do it.
Yeah.
That's why I almost didn't do it.
And you had to make up for your old picture, though.
Which I didn't, by the way.
Joe's got 400 pictures of the guy.
That's the thing. The last time we saw him at Levity, that was the weird night.
He was depressed
after
his friends died.
And
Joe's like, hey, sorry about your friend. Can I get a picture real quick?
Oh, wait, did I still take a picture that night?
Yeah, you did, fuckface. Oh, he looked so sad in it.
Oh.
He's like, another picture?
No, I remember him saying, are we going to do another picture?
It was like Krusty the Clown. It was like fucking... Wow. Like, he was just like... And you were just like, smile.
If you guys haven't been able to tell, I'm really keen on social cues.
Yeah, he does great.
But it seems like you should be. Like, knowing you... And I've never seen you do anything...
What?
That's too stupid. But all these stories don't add up.
You haven't hung out around me enough.
But these stories don't seem like the guy that I know. You seem like you'd be more like prideful.
That's because I'm
somebody.
Comfortable around you guys,
see,
my friends, people
when you get
I know.
Nervous? You saying?
No, not even nervous. I get retarded.
You overstep your bounds.
I'm socially retarded when it comes to situations like that. But I don't know I'm overstepping my bounds. I think I'm being whatever. Like,
because I always err on the side of don't bother people.
In. I don't know what.
Fitting in with the comics?
I don't know how to put it.
I did a stand-up once.
No, but in this situation, it's because... I'm not going to explain. You know. But...
No, please do.
Well, I'm just going to wrap it up with... I didn't get a picture with him because of the last picture we took. Him saying, we're going to do another one. And as Dan said, I did. I chose to.
Oh, I wish we had that picture right now.
It was right after he... got off a plane finding out there was a murder-suicide of his two close friends in the place that he owned right behind his house and still did a show. And then, like you said, on stage Friday, talking about how he hates taking pictures with
fans. He said, I'll do it. Just know that I hate it, and I hate you.
So I didn't ask. Ian, what did you do?
I decided to take a picture.
Oh.
Because I figured at the end of the day, a lot of people were doing it anyway, and I wanted it. So...
I'm not saying you do the wrong
definitely,
thing.
Definitely, like, I'm usually pretty reserved about bothering people, but... And also, I took a really bad picture with him in 2005, and I wanted to make up for that picture.
I feel like if you just...
And it was worse.
I feel like if you found a middle in between those two pictures, that's where you wanted to be.
I look like...
What was wrong with the first picture? I saw
the Friday. First picture was like a doofy, pie-eyed, like...
On you or him?
Me. He looked like...
I'm meeting a Stanhope.
I was just... I was hammered, too. Which I don't drink a lot.
Joe, what are social cues, Coletta?
Yeah. Can't argue with that, man.
Why are you turning away from me while you're talking?
Here's the first one.
Can you show the camera? Wow, you both look really young. When was that?
2005. Can you see it?
Wow.
No, it's a little glary. Let me do it on mine so I could...
There we go. You look like you're eyeing him up like...
You do.
We're going to hang out?
Hang out a little bit. Like, he did two shows that night. I walked from one club to the next.
Hung out with people.
But then, like, look at this terrible, like, monstrous...
It wasn't just you?
Well, but I didn't take it to heart. You saw this, right? Look at that one. That's fucking taxi driver fuck.
You look like that picture of the woman and the man farmer.
Yes, American Gothic. What a dick. What a fucking piece of shit.
It's not
that
bad, Ian.
It's kind of bad.
It's not that bad. It's really not.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ian, I get what I want, Lazarus.
You say still no, I say still yes.
Static Void, all my best memories are when I was drinking heavily. How is that possible?
I think it was a joke, Joe.
I was going to say that next.
Ian, against
but there's some truth to it. It's just... I think a joke went over my head. Now I feel dumb. Go ahead.
Rose asks, so was the guy with the blue hair the manager?
Yes.
He's like the road manager, Charlie.
Yeah, he was
Charlie, yeah.
There you go, Rose.
Because what's his name? Brian Hennepin is his manager.
Hennigan,
I'm sorry. Yeah. But this guy was...
So that was the guy he kept telling him, like, cut stuff for the podcast and things like that?
Which one?
Joe told. Whatever, I don't know.
Lisa wants to know, she goes, OMG, is Ian really tall or is Joe really short?
Joe? I wasn't in the picture with Joe. That was Doug Stanhope.
That was Stanhope. I know it's hard to tell the difference because they're both very famous.
And equally talented, obviously.
That was Stanhope. You know they were best friends? Did you guys know that?
Did I mention we hung out? Years ago.
you and then the singer of Filter. Like the whole, was it not Filter? Was it Filter?
It was, Filter originally.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was some shitty band.
Did you bring any hors d'oeuvres to Doug Stanhope? Or that is a Filter thing?
If I had the chance to, I would have.
Do
you
want
some nachos?
Did you like fuck a fat girl and insult him?
I never fucked a fat girl. You're
getting
the friend.
I'm sorry. I hear certain things.
I'm better than that.
Wow. Wow.
It's a joke. I'm saying the situation was fucked up. It doesn't matter who.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's get out of this conversation right now.
Yeah, we heard you went over this for a half an hour last week. Yeah.
But he was a good sport, though. Like, there were people that were... One guy in particular was, like, touching his head. And
I'm sure he... Stanhope, I'm sure
he's used to drugs. I would not be able to do that.
All the time.
Oh, fuck. He doesn't need to deal with that, though.
No, but again...
I'm not good with people touching me, if I don't know them especially.
Mm.
There was even a friend of mine that we all know that got really drunk that she... He or she is always drunk.
Good save.
And nice. Just very well handsy done. With me.
Very vague.
I don't like being touched.
But what do you mean? Are you...
Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out the level. Like, if I just go like this.
I don't...
Every time you come over here, I give you a hug.
No, that's
Does
all,
that
that's
weird
fine.
You out?
I don't like being
a
handled.
Hug's okay.
I don't want to be handled.
Mm. What is handled? Like stroking you?
No, just like... Don't touch my face, first of all.
What guy would touch your face?
Anybody.
Touch
your face. But just any, who said it was a guy? Anybody.
Well, you don't want a girl touch a girl you're with touching your
even
face?
Then,
even if
honestly,
it's a loving moment?
Even that, is, I'm finally getting okay with that. I don't like my face touch. My torso.
What's
usually,
wrong with you?
I don't know. Damage, abuse. I don't know. Who knows? I don't like people that are handy.
If you're having sex with a girl that you're into.
Yeah.
You don't... If she's... starts to touch your face, you'll like...
I can reconcile it and be okay with it now. It took a long time.
In your head, you mean, or you gotta talk?
In my head.
Okay.
In my head.
So you don't say, stop that.
In the past, I've said, listen.
During sex?
I don't know who's touching a face during sex.
People that are intimate, like normal people.
That's like a thing people do.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Like how? Show me how on Dan.
show me on the doll.
No, like, show me what you mean, or on yourself.
All right. Let's say I'm fucking you, right?
Let's say we're fucking.
Oh, this is gonna get awkward.
Oh. Yeah, but that's a kiss. That's like you're going
is that how you reacted to Joe, or is that how you would react it during sex?
Probably to Joe.
Oh, okay.
when there's a boner,
like if a girl's touching you. Oh. Penis only.
I don't like uninvited touch.
What do you mean? What's the problem with me wearing panties?
What do you mean?
Mutually exclusive.
Yeah, this is connected.
Oh, I'm watching. Oh, God, that looked terrible. I'm just watching the playback.
Oh, did it? So if that would bother you if a girl did that?
I'm sure Dennis wants to screenshot
like,
that.
Like in a bar or something?
No, during sex.
Not necessarily.
Okay. So where do you draw the line?
I'm just saying at a bar, don't fucking touch me.
What girl is touching your face in a bar?
Should I name her? You know her.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Forget I asked that question. Why does it make you uncomfortable?
It's a few things. It's the
sensation. No, I should rephrase that. I get that it would be uncomfortable.
It's the germs. It's just like, who the fuck are you? Keep your hands to yourself.
I'm not saying you should be inviting it or
wanting it or
liking it.
I believe
but
it's scent.
It seems like you get to a point where you want to scream, get the
I'm
fuck away from
guy.
Me.
I'm a tense guy, yes. Even with conversation. Don't even small talk me. That makes me tense, too.
Oh, I hate small talk.
I don't like functioning in like any kind of...
Who the fuck are you?
Thank you. Please end
don't
this.
Don't touch me.
Don't stand so.
We won't touch you.
Don't
Static
stand
void.
So. Don't stand. No song?
I don't know if there. Let me see.
Was Ken of the North. Ew, that's not a penis.
No, there's no media. But yeah.
Ron Stone, I could have lived the rest of my life without that image.
Hey, maybe if we hit our goal next month, we can kiss.
No.
Joe kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, the cheek.
On the cheek. I'm Italian. That's normal. That's nothing.
It was his birthday.
That's right. My face is my space. Get out of my space. I agree.
Mm. Who said that? You got to give him credit.
Literally emerald.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm. I got a lot of guys hug me.
No, you're... I hug. I hug a lot. I hug you. I hug.
I get very hugged.
But I know he's
cool with hugs.
I also get guys who just come up and because I'm.
I'm
huggable.
But I'm even affectionate. Yeah. It's not even that.
I'm soft.
It's the uninvited shit.
Yeah, it's uninvited.
It's also the drunk shit. I hate drunk shit. I hate, like,
with people you
shit.
Don't know. That's understandable.
Drunk people, like, put their arm.
That
or,
kind of thing.
Yeah, I love you.
Right.
Oh, I love you.
Right, that kind of thing. I
fucking love you, man.
Like, don't touch my hair. Don't mess my hair up. Don't pinch my fucking cheek.
Fucking
don't
love
touch
you.
Me. Is Eric here?
What?
Well, I was going to say it's an inside joke. It's no longer inside.
Yep. It's an outside joke now.
An outside joke of, well, I'm sure we've all had at least one friend, like after high school, going to bars where you go, oh, fuck, it's time for me to babysit now. He's going to get into a fight. You know what I mean? The one friend that can't handle himself
drinking in a bar.
But you don't stay friend
to that guy.
No, I know.
Now that you're older, you don't. When you were in your 20s...
You put up with it.
You put up with it. And now, it was, now I'm just like, I don't have time, man. Also, if you're still doing that shit, like, at this point, eh.
Well, dude, I don't even like going to bars anymore. I don't. I mean,
really don't enjoy bars.
I mean, if I go with my girlfriend, that's different. That's, like, a different setting. I'm talking about, like, me and a guy friend, or like, even, like, the three of us. If we went to a bar... Why?
I mean, I'm not a big drinker, so I've never seen the appeal of just sitting around with alcohol. I drink, but I don't need that to be the central thing of what we're doing.
I should probably clarify that. I'm saying like Friday night, 1 a.m, three of us are at a bar.
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah.
No, it's not fun.
Well, you like look at chicks, hang out, shoot the shit.
That's how Ian and me used to end up after every show at Laugh It Up. We would just stand around
because
the
bar is right
bar.
There. Yeah, it's
just watch, you know, people have, these are all young people having fun too. And to be honest, I get saturated to a point that I don't want to see young people with hope in their eyes having fun after a while.
Don't you know how this ends?
Right. I was going to say, do you feel like leaning over and whispering, this is not going to last long?
You're going to forget all of this.
Everything you're feeling positive about is not going to happen.
It's all going to go away.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck this guy, regret it, maybe get knocked up. Get, you know,
regret that too,
right? Of course, that's for sure.
Coherent Nonsense says, I've been in different car accidents with the same guy drunk driving.
Yikes. You might want to stop hanging out with that
person. That guy, or at least take his keys.
Yeah, or just don't drive in the car with him, like Dan said. Might be good advice. I mean, I know I'm not one to give advice, but
Rose says, Ian's not a drinker, he's an everything elser.
Not really.
As he has a bottle of wine.
Well, I drink.
No, it means you won't go to a specific place.
I know.
I don't. I would never drink if I was home now. I wouldn't be drinking if I was.
Never get the urge to just like relax
never.
With a beer.
In fact, I bought beer to film a project with a friend like 4 months ago. There's still like 3 of the 6-pack in my house. They sit there.
You never feel like having
never
after like a long day's work.
No,
you never feel like just cracking a beer, hanging
out,
relaxing with yourself.
No.
I used to when I had, like...
Are you afraid that it's going to... Do you think, like, it feels weird to do that?
No, not at all.
Because I know some people feel
drinking
alone.
I
don't see the big deal.
I just don't drink. I didn't grow up in a house of drinkers. They were potheads. I mean, I
don't think you have to.
I think there's a big difference between cracking a beer and drinking it alone and getting drunk alone.
I don't mind drinking alone.
No,
just,
there is.
I don't think of it.
There's a big difference.
It just never occurs to me to do it.
No, I'm just curious.
It's not
a bad thing. Trust
not at all.
Me.
No. I honestly wish I wanted to drink. I wish I was able to smoke pot still. Like I just don't do these things.
So what do you do to
relax?
Unwind? Yeah.
Lay pipe.
Okay.
You're a plumber?
I'm a pipe fitter.
Oh.
No, what do I do to relax?
My sink's been leaking, by the way. After the show, I got to show you the
faucet. I got. Have either of you guys, and I'm sure listeners out there,
laid pipe?
Have you guys ever like cleaned out a shower drain? It's fucked up.
Is this another euphemism?
I was going to say.
No, this is real.
Yeah,
last night, for the first time, I cleaned out a shower drain, and it was fucked up.
What was her name?
This is your way of relaxing? Wait, how did this come up?
Sorry. Well, someone said something about fixing the pipe. I don't know.
No. You did.
No
one said
well,
that.
Well, then you extrapolated. I don't know.
I'm not extrapolating.
No, we were making
until
fun of your horrible terminology of laying the pipe.
I'm trying to be silly goose.
I extrapolate in privacy.
I relax by coming, though. That is how I relax.
That is relaxing. It's a great way
I
to
do
nap.
It a lot.
You can't just jerk off. You got to go.
Why?
I probably shouldn't double it.
What do you mean
right?
I can't just jerk
don't
off?
Don't you come
no,
when you jerk
I,
off?
I mean, as opposed to.
Fucking?
As
did
you
I
put
spoil
it,
jerking off?
Laying.
I don't know.
Oh, laying the.
What do you mean? You do what you got to do.
Okay. I'm going to leave it alone. I don't want to. Okay.
He wears women's underwear to unwind. Beckers. I said it right.
You did.
Got it.
Finally. And by the way,
he can wear some of yours.
Beckers, yeah. Underwear. If you got some old dirty underwear you want to send Ian.
No one said dirty. I mean, I'll take whatever they send, but I didn't.
I figured it was
dirty.
Implied.
Was that
that's
implied?
What I thought too.
I thought it was
okay.
Implied dirty
I thought,
underwear.
I thought that was part of it.
I'll send a pair of mine back. If anyone that sends me underwear, I will send you some of mine back.
I don't think they're signing up for that.
Yours don't have to be dirty though.
I have great laundry soap.
If you want to send Ian your underwear, make sure you write Ian's name on it.
A care of Ian, the Cousin Joe Show, care
and
of Ian.
It's P.O. Box 784, Ramsey, New Jersey, 07446. It's right there in the description.
And we'll smell it on air.
You know what's a pet peeve of mine? People who say O instead of zero.
I think everyone does that.
No.
P0 box?
No, 07446, not 07446.
I think everyone knew what it meant.
No, I knew what he meant. I'm sorry, I'm just being...
You know what, I didn't realize I said 07, but yeah, that's... I feel like a fucking nerd saying 07446.
Ian Racing Stripe Lazarus.
What does that mean?
It means you're going to send your dirty undies.
That's not true.
With your stripes in them.
Did Ian say that? Show me Kitties' quote?
Yeah, no one said dirty, but I'll take whatever you send. It's Ian, yeah, that's literally what Ian just said a minute ago. On your show that we're recording.
Because I'm paying attention to.
You know, like this isn't a fetish.
You can
fetish.
Listen back to the audio in 6 months.
This isn't a fetish, by the way.
Listen and read the chat at the same time. Huh?
What? This isn't a fetish.
Yeah, it is.
I did it one time and liked it. And I'm willing to try it again.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to put these strange girls' panties on.
That's the whole point. What am I going to do? Of course I'm going to put them on while I'm here on the air.
What
yes.
a fucking weirdo I am, Dan. See, I didn't.
Should I not do that?
Silly.
Do you object to that?
I don't care what you do. Away from me in your own time.
Okay, so I shouldn't do that here.
Well, we're on YouTube. You can't just take your dick out.
No, I'll be in panties. I won't take. I'll do it in the bathroom. I don't know.
Ron Stone. Right. Ron Stone. What's in the box? Underwear. Fucking great.
Well, you can't let the fireworks off in here. You got to go outside when the show's over.
Yeah, he's got to go to the right place for the thing.
Yeah, the thing, I don't know what you're talking about. I specifically said, do not send me fireworks.
He does not want that.
Especially cakes or shells.
Send Could you sparklers. Give them the measurements of the P.O. box so they know how big...
But they can hold it in the back.
It doesn't matter.
They can hold it in the
back. Just like a regular mailbox, you get a slip saying, pick up your package.
Right.
So then I walk 10 feet over and I get whatever...
So discreet packaging.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter the size of the box.
Guys, just write porn in big letters on everything you send.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Well, nah, that's fine. It's not illegal. It's just embarrassing. I'm not one to get embarrassed, so you could write that. You could even write, these are panties in here for Ian's package. I don't care. Matter of fact, I wish you would, so I don't have to open it.
Those panties
and I know
are,
what it is.
Those
Why
panties
are, you
so bothered
are
by
for
panties?
Ian's
package. I think it's gross.
It's panties are gross.
They're just softer underwear.
I think used strange woman's
so
panties.
Then send a clean pair.
This is for you, not me.
Ooh, do you prefer thongs? I think bikini cut.
He's talking to himself now.
No, Becker's 84.
He's talking to Becker's.
Who I'd like to meet someday.
Okay.
But anyway, bikini
Sorry,
cut.
Sorry, Becker's.
Becker's, what? If you can mail yourself to P.O. Box 7.
Like I said, any size box works.
07446.
Yeah, let's not be like, you know, let's not be silly. Zero, not O. We don't want to say anything that's weird.
Well, I didn't understand what he meant. I was putting a letter O.
Oh.
Just like that. Just like that. Static Boy wants to know if there's a return policy.
Send me a self-addressed stamp envelope.
You'll respond in 6 to 8 days.
Literally, Emerald, they make silk for men if you want softer. I used to wear silk boxers when I was, I think, in high school. And yeah, they felt great, but then after like 4 steps, they're up your ass like a G-string.
Evil Ian.
Especially in the summer, no good. No fucking good.
Evil Ian just gave his new name, Creep Wave.
You know what? I prefer that to Cousin Joe Show.
Creep Wave?
Yeah.
That's a fucking good name. Fucking trademark that shit. Let me put that on here.
Don't put it on my checklist.
Why?
It's not a thing I'm going to do.
Oh. Well, neither of these other things.
Asshole, I knew that was... I fucking knew I fed you that cocksucker. God damn it.
Oh, man, it's going to be great if people can listen to that in a few
minutes. Once again, streamlabs.com/Joe Coletta. If we hit our goal tonight, Dan will read from my joke book from over 10 years ago. Close to 15, I think. From some of the shit that's in there. Live on the air.
Oh boy, I can't wait to see some of that shit. Oh, Crisula's back from last week.
Hey, sorry you couldn't make it.
A diverse assortment of panties would be preferable, she said.
Preferable.
Preferable. Thanks for the English lesson, Joe.
You're welcome.
I thought
with what we're talking about, that was the most important thing, was the correct way you said preferable.
You missed a hell of a show, Crisula. You missed a guy pass out. If you want to listen back to the audio later, you can hear all about it.
Yep. We tell it very quickly and decisively.
Mm-hmm.
We don't drone on about it.
Nope.
At all.
No.
You learn about it in all of 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move on.
That's right.
To panty talk.
What we're known for.
Yes.
What?
Hmm?
Panty.
Dear Diary Yuck Yuck Book. Joe, what's your favorite color? It's a Static Void wants to know.
I don't know, red. I don't know why I answered that. Why
you
do you
don't know red.
I like black.
No, I'm going to go with red.
So if you get panties, do you want red, is what you're saying.
What are we doing? Are we doing a show? We're talking about a favorite color? What's happening?
I think it was for, like Ian said, it was for panties.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you connected those dots. Now it's not weird anymore.
Mm.
Now it's for women's panties.
Then it just makes sense.
No, I get it.
In this Believe show, me,
I,
that makes sense. It, oh, well, if it's for panty colors, right. Obviously.
Then we're on the same page.
Dark blue.
Yeah, then I can answer you precisely. Once again, the P.O. Box address is in the... I'm trying to help out Ian.
No, it's fine. I can afford panties. Don't worry. I can get my own.
And once again...
Oh, I have a bra here.
I don't want you to send me fireworks.
I have a bra here.
You have a bra
here? Yeah, I do. It's a long story. Yes.
No, that's a story.
Well, no, it was left in... It was just left somewhere.
He has a bra here.
It's in my backpack.
Why are you looking at me?
I had it for like a year and a half. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Did I do something? Because I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It's not a big deal. I'm sorry.
What to do with what?
I'm looking to you for help.
With what?
Do we explore this?
You gotta make it go.
I think it's a new explorer. Just
no. He has a bra. What do you mean? Is it a new explorer?
Some Asian.
Last week he talked about putting on panties.
I didn't wear the bra. I didn't wear the bra.
He's carrying a bra around.
I'm carrying it. It's sentimental.
Just in case.
You have a bra with you.
In my backpack. Yeah. You want to see it?
Through my backpack.
Can I leave it here? Because I wanted to get rid of this
thing
for months.
No, that will not...
Oh, of course, you'll get divorced. That's right, you don't want that.
Exactly. What are you thinking? Why are you carrying a bra with you?
Because someone left it in my room, and I want to get back to her.
How long ago did someone...
I don't know, August of 18.
So how sentimental is it?
It's just a weird thing that I now carry. I have OCDs, and I just carry this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just adjust your hard-on?
No hard on.
Did you just smell it?
No hard on.
He just smelled it.
Did you just smell it?
He just fixed
it. There's no scent. There's no scent.
I don't wanna.
There's no scent. It smells like my
backpack. Did you wash it? It smells like mint.
My back gum.
Do you have mints in there?
Gum.
Can I have that?
Oh, yeah. She's 16. Get the fuck away from me.
She's at least 21.
Get away from me, you fucking weirdo.
I don't really need mints. I was kidding.
Put those back in there.
I would take another beer though, Joe. Thank you.
That's a bra?
That's how they wear them now.
Fat girl panties.
What?
I don't know. It didn't look right. Wait, how long have you been carrying that around in your
whatever,
backpack?
Whatever, who cares?
Did you bring that to work?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Not bringing
Call your friends, call the radio show. What are you doing?
Oh, so that was meant for the listeners. Okay. That's fine.
What size bra? I'm not sure. I don't know.
We'll get that far.
Is there a tag? Check it.
All right.
Now I'm curious.
It's Asian size.
Oh. Oh, is this the...
From Laos. It is a...
Not where it's made.
No, she's from Laos.
Oh, okay.
That's a country in Asia.
You could be that specific.
Mm.
I don't see a size. I don't see a size. Sorry.
Static Void says if she left in your room, she wants to fuck you again.
You're assuming she lived, right?
How long did this happen?
I don't know, whatever. What's the question? What's the question?
How long ago was this left at your place?
I said August of 18. I don't know.
For over a year, you've been carrying around a bra.
That on paper sounds weird, right?
That sounds weird in any context, whether it's on paper or coming out of someone's mouth.
Can we move on?
Why are you... why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this? Doing what? Who's it affecting? Who's it hurting?
No. I'm not saying it's hurting
just
anybody.
Just don't touch my face, okay? Fuck.
That'll be weird.
Why don't you just throw them out?
Can you throw it out for me? I have a
I'm
hard
not
time.
Touching that
I have a pair of gloves in my car. I don't get rid of things.
The garbage is right there. You fucking throw it out.
Oh, that's she's going
to
see
you still
that.
Talk to this person?
What's with that?
Do you still talk to this person? No. Get that off of my speaker, you son of a bitch. Push that down there. All right.
Garbage. All right. Done.
Do you still talk to this person? This Asian?
No.
Thank you, Dan, for
You're
showing
welcome.
Me.
You're supposed to recycle that.
So that was a one-night thing?
The bra?
No. What am I on trial here?
I'm just trying to figure out.
I don't know. A couple.
Ian, you say, here's a bra I've been carrying
You're right.
over
You're
a year
right.
and a backpack
You're
that
right.
I take to
You're
work
right.
every day. Questions are going to be asked.
Fine. You're right.
You don't talk anymore.
I talk plenty.
My boss says don't get your DNA on it.
Actually, yeah, get it out of here. Get it out of here. Get it the fuck out of here. I don't want it in my dumpster. Get it out.
I'm going to get traced back to Joe. Oh, no, I touched it. Fuck.
Yeah, your shit's all over that then.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we'll upload this in that video evidence. Oh, God, I'm going to prison forever then.
Chris, rest in peace, Asian lady.
Lady.
She had a name. Ian didn't learn it, but she had it.
This is a character that I play, by the way, of course. None of this is real.
He's been carrying that bra around for this gag for months. Just waiting for the moment.
Finally the payoff. I'm a creep. It's paid
really
off.
I wish you wouldn't put it in those words. Because I may have said that to someone. And
payoff?
Yeah, that.
Would you pay off?
No.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
No, the character thing.
Oh, the character. Well,
doesn't,
it is.
Doesn't quite.
You don't have any character.
That works for. Okay. Fair enough. Just doesn't work for that, but okay. Do you feel like you buried the past now tonight with that?
I think you buried the past in 2018.
But it's been being carried around for over a year. I'm
that
just
was
saying.
Just the trophy.
Did it mean to?
I have an issue. I'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So, no, don't be sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to say on the air.
Okay.
Then don't. Sorry. We can move on. I just know there's some strange.
Wait, no, we're good now.
What? Huh?
Nothing.
You and I?
No.
Us or
life,
you and the
life?
Oh.
No, the Asian's the Asian.
Okay. I'm glad we cleared that up. Okay.
Jesus Christ. Chinaman's not the issue here.
Asian American dude, please.
We're not talking about a girl who built the railroad here, dude.
Joey, shut the.
Oh my God.
Oh God, don't touch him. Why are you touching him? So awkward.
I want to make him feel better.
That didn't help. You know, he hates that. Look at him. He looks.
I feel bad now.
No, don't. Like, no, he got touched.
I thought he'd give a little chuckle.
I
thought he'd get a little chuckle out of that.
It's,
I'm sorry.
When someone says they don't like something, it doesn't mean do it for a chuckle.
Okay,
no, it's fine. It's fine. Joe has privilege.
I won't abuse that privilege. That won't happen again.
You just did.
I'm sorry. No, but I won't. I know, but it won't happen again. Same. Okay. Veronica says, in Ian's defense, there's been about 10 bras of mine on his floor for at least a few months.
Dance floor.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, yeah, my girlfriend likes to come over to my house and just fucking leave shit everywhere. Like, it's like to tag it, like so.
Oh, like a dog pisses
like
on
if
a
someone,
fire
like
hydrant.
If any, if anyone else came that's over, they'd be like, territory. Oh, there's bras everywhere.
Right,
fact that there's piles of garbage and then I'm a slob, that wouldn't do it. It's the bras that really got to tip them. Yeah.
Yeah. That would keep them
and warm. Then I do the wash for her. I'm an idiot.
No, white bot. I'm not going to stroke his beard. I want to keep the friendship
you
I have
to,
with
you.
You
can.
This feels weird.
Hey,
now.
Guess who's not doing the next four shows, you guys?
Yeah, I don't want to. Ian's on a streak here. Hold two shows in a row. I don't want to drive him away. See, I feel like I should.
You could touch me if you want.
This is getting weird, though.
Well, you seem to want to, though.
I do.
Only because I don't want.
I
that's your way.
But I want to comfort you.
I'm comforted. I'm a little tense right now. I feel stupid.
Why do you feel stupid?
I'm a weirdo, clearly.
You're not a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo.
Thanks, guys.
It's funny.
All right, no, it's great.
Ian.
No, it's good. We're good.
I feel bad.
No, what happened was I got a text, and okay. This is insane timing.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, like just like a minute ago.
Okay.
That my 9-year-old daughter tuned in like that second.
Why?
Oh, no. And I texted, tell her to turn it off. And so we're good. But I was like, oh, fuck, this can't be good.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Anyway. Kind of freaked me out for a second.
Yeah,
right? It's great. Hey, guys.
Why would you do that?
L'chaim. I guess, I don't know. I'm not sure how it popped up.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
I know.
I'm the one that killed an Asian. I mean, you know, it wasn't you.
Well,
allegedly.
So they've, you know.
Well, the beggars in the chat, we love you, Ian. I can't echo
See?
That statement
yeah.
enough. But if any, whoever's listening right now, this show is obviously satire.
It's performance art.
We tell stories. I have a whole collection of props in the closet that we pulled from, including that, before the show. So anything you see, anything you see or hear, don't fucking laugh. I'm trying to help you out, asshole.
I'm sorry. Everything was fake except for that BB gun, apparently, that one time.
Yeah, only because I was on camera when I thought it was unloaded. These are all just props and jokes and make-believe. It's like a Sesame Street for adults.
You learn things here.
Your girlfriend wants you to touch me, Dan.
I know she does. I don't. She wants. She has this thing where she wants me to touch you.
Huh?
Like Veronica said to Ian, let Dan touch you.
Oh.
White bot, Daddy didn't actually kill an Asian. But it's okay, sweetie.
Can I just get confirmation that that's not happening anymore? Because I feel really...
What's that? She's gone. She's gone. We're good. It was a 2-second thing. It just was awful timing.
I know, but...
We're good.
Watching anymore?
No, we're good. And if we're not, look, she shouldn't fucking be there. Go to bed, bitch. Jesus. No, I'm just... Character. Character.
Jesus. I can only help you out so much, Ian. I can only...
I shouldn't use my full real name anymore.
I could just... Yeah, no, I've made that mistake all my life. I mean, I've had the moment that you just had, not during, but after the show, and yet it's not always fun to have to explain...
How fake it is.
And yeah, and the type of humor we have is not the type of humor most people have.
That's true.
So I mean,
it's an acquired taste, I believe it's called.
It really is.
Some do not acquire it.
Right. So I mean, even like, you know, relatives of someone you care about or whoever, it's not a good look if you just tune into the show, especially at the wrong moment. I get it. Maureen, I really do.
Out of context.
Right.
Maureen says, sometimes I feel like Ian and Joe enable each other. Yes.
What do you mean yes?
You embolden each other.
No, I get it. I know.
Oh.
Oh.
No, the idea that you would understand a concept was, I didn't expect that.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I feel smart.
All right. Ian Little is a child.
Yeah, I'm choosing not to read some of these.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's a pause.
So that joke book, huh?
Yep. If we hit our goal tonight, streamlabs.com/jokeletta, 1L, 2 T's. Dan will read from my joke book from 2006 to 2007, when I was just
an aspiring dynamite, young comic.
Just dynamite at writing jokes, especially to be performed.
He knew how
on
to
stage.
Like it. He just knew how to set it up with the callbacks. And,
I mean, not just the content, but the way it was written.
And to take an idea and build it in front of an audience.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
Well done. There was no, there was none of that cheap. Like
nothing done for
buzz.
Shock value
no,
only.
No,
nothing
no.
for pure shock value
no.
that wasn't really funny, but over the line. None of that at all. No, this is all very highbrow.
Highbrow.
Humor. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Well-constructed jokes.
Right. That's actually what I wrote on the Mead notebook, well-constructed jokes. And then I signed myself on the outside of it.
This is going to be worth something.
Someday. Someday. You'll see.
Someday. You'll see.
God damn it.
Can I read what Baguetta just said?
Go ahead.
No, I'm asking Ian.
Oh.
It's the Ian thing.
I don't care. What am I? What? It's there.
Baguetta quoted, "She's gone. We're all right." And he goes, "Wait, your daughter or the Asian?" I'm sorry.
Don't be. Look, I'm doing
I asked first.
I'm doing this to myself.
I feel bad, though.
It's all right.
So you can send your auditions to be our new third mic to P.O. Box.
Please come back.
Yeah, this might be it. I think for the first time, I've had a weird week.
Ramsey, New Jersey.
This is the first time that
07446.
Not O. That'd be weird.
If you send panties, I'll get them sometime, I guess. I'll come
we'll
by.
We'll still talk, right?
We'll still talk.
If you don't do this.
Yes, show. We'll still be very close friends.
Are you really thinking about not doing the show anymore?
I don't know. I'm thinking about talking less on it.
It's a talk show. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I gotta get my face touched for 2 hours.
I didn't touch you once.
Can you, though?
No, man.
No, man.
I saw what you looked like the last time you got touched. It was uncomfortable.
Thank you.
Frozen Asian, don't go to Applebee's, Ian. This is going to be the first time someone took Joe to Applebee's for themselves.
Evil Ian, the working title for a CD was Well Constructed Jokes. Oh, fuck.
That's actually most of what he was talking to Stanhope about Friday.
Hillbilly.
We need to talk about more abortions.
See, Dan's joking, but if we hit our goal, you will hear in that book, I do reference abortion
Dan,
once or twice.
Dan, you read these jokes?
Once I got to look at this notebook years ago.
It was a long time ago.
So it sounds like it's like your typical new white male open micer shit.
Oh, yeah.
That has just listened to a lot of Jim Norton and thought shock equals funny.
Right. Edgelord shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure our first notebooks are just as bad. Like, if me and mine and yours.
Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
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 You know what? Where's your first joke book?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really. I have, like, Google Docs. I don't have. So I have it somewhere.
You know where some missing Asian
My
bra
is good off the bat.
Who the fuck are you?
Thank God.
Okay, you can touch me.
You can catch me?
Static touch boy. Me? You can touch me?
Oh,
you
Static Boy said, okay, you can touch me.
Joshua DeLate says, you could do the Tom Green show and have Ian watch through a window with a mug. We got a window right there.
Oh, it's perfect.
You can just stand outside of it.
Fuck.
Like a fucking creep.
Instead of a mug, he just holds up panties.
Oh, God. It's okay. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm great. Thank you.
Touching bothers me. I'm going to touch you.
You said it was all right, Spider.
It's Spider? I'm all right, Spider.
You said it was all right.
All right, Spider.
Oh, fuck. Becker. See, look, Ian, you add a lot to the show. See, people don't want you to go anywhere.
See, everyone loves when Ian's
back. So Becker's
back.
Can take me, okay.
It's not just Becker's. It's stop being
I don't care. I'm fucking around. Listen, it is what it is. Let's just, you know, talk about...
Something else?
No, whatever.
No, that's okay.
Send fireworks.
Yep. Don't...
Who the fuck are you?
I think it's time for a palate cleanser.
Yeah, there
yes,
we go.
Yes, it is. Mazel tov.
That would be great. Palette. Miami MILF, thank you.
Thank you, Miami MILF.
No one's playing songs anymore.
Oh, there we go.
Well... I have no idea what this is.
Is it like for you to touch Ian? Huh.
I don't know. But the white bot in the chat, Ian is awesome.
Yeah, see? Give
me Southwest. I'm not trying to fish, stop. I don't want to
Southwest
fish for this
in caps. Stay Ian, please. Oh, exclamation point.
Becker says give Ian a safe word.
Baguetta, we love you, Ian. Stop being a bitch.
This is becoming condescending. Oh, okay.
No, it's not. No, they're being dead serious.
Right. No, I get it, but it's
Executee, we like Ian.
It's awkward.
I know you don't know this, but Executee.
It's a great name,
first,
by the way.
She'd be the first one in the chat to tell you that you're not liked or she didn't like you.
No, I'm not talking about liked.
I'm just saying, if you had to judge any comment in the chat, if you had to judge any, go by Executee. I'm just telling you firsthand, trust my word on this. That means a lot right there. Mm. Trust me. Just trust me. Okay. I'm not sure if we're laughing at the same one, but I'm laughing at
I guess so.
Kitty Razor. Ian adds diversity. He's the gay one.
Oh, fuck.
Ian is why I watch from Goat's Groat.
Stop. Who's stop. That? Please stop.
Oh, come on. Look at this. Monty Bueller. Bueller. First time listening to the show. Ian, I've never seen or heard you before, but please don't go. You're irreplaceable, and the show won't be the same without you.
Getting embarrassing.
Look at that.
Stop.
From a first-time listener, Ian.
Imagine that. A first-time listener tuning in.
Imagine a first-time listener tuning in, period.
I was going to say, yeah.
And then more.
And seeing someone pull out some bra they've been carrying around for over a week.
And still here to type in the chat afterwards.
And not leaving. Yes, thank you.
Welcome. Please stick around. Did you make the thumbs down? Was that you? Just curious.
Okay. Oh.
Everyone loves you, Ian.
No, it's fine. It's not that. I just, you know.
I get it.
I'm just embarrassing myself.
Dude, I do that every Thursday night and have
Dennis,
been for years.
That's fair.
I mean, it's just, you know.
Dennis, you can stay if you want, I guess. Oh, fuck. Hey, Ian, you're doable. Rose says you're doable.
What does that mean? Oh, like sexually?
She you're fuckable.
Do you? Man, thanks, Rose.
With the sexing.
Thanks, Rose. Mm.
Just to remind you on the cute one, though.
All right. Handsome Dan.
Mm. That's his nickname. Mm.
HD.
So we had a couple other things to get to tonight.
Oh, we did?
I don't know if you guys can tell, but I do the smooth transitions here on the show.
Smooth.
That's what I'm here for. Speaking of smooth, I shaved my balls recently.
Oh.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Did we get a spokes... what do you call that?
Sponsorship?
Sponsor?
We get a sponsor? A lot of the podcasts have the sponsor from these people with the ball shaving stuff.
Yeah, there is a brand that specifically caters to shaving your balls and underside of your dick. Not yet.
Then we're not talking about them.
We should probably get in touch.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Okay. Are you sure? I mean, I'm sure that I have a Philips that's the same exact fucking thing that costs less. But we should go after that sponsor because I feel like I'd be the type
fancy words in it
to talk them up.
Even
though I have
we'll do an hour on ball shaving.
I think we have.
Probably have.
In the past.
Yeah. You only get two topics every week, everybody. First hour or something, second hour or something.
Tech talk and then balls.
All right, there was no fucking tech talk this week.
So far.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's...
Casa Perella, I can't sleep and this is the bit I walk in at. You're welcome.
Welcome. Exactly.
It's okay, Joe fucked his aunt in the ass so you fit in. Good point, Crystal.
What does that even mean?
What do you mean, good point?
What? She's making a good point.
You fucked your aunt in the ass? Is that a thing?
You guys... You don't know this by now? Oh my God, that sounded horrible.
No! Joe's family's very open.
You don't know the joke by now?
No, they're just very...
I don't think so.
It's a promo. It was made into a promo. That's how often Ian's on the show.
He was watching Taboo.
No! What? I'm going to tell the story.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to my aunt on the phone.
About Taboo?
No.
Oh.
And I'm in high school at the time. And this is a relative that the family, my immediate family, stopped talking to years prior. And when I was like 17, 18, it wasn't just her. It was an uncle as well. I thought... Not her husband, you know, a separate relative. I thought, I'm going to bring the family together. You know, I'm Italian. It's a very small family. It's got to be brought together. This is, why is no one talking to each other? I found out why very shortly afterwards. And one of the things, I'm on the phone with this aunt, and she's asking me about how it's going in high school. And she goes, and this is before I got my stage name. She used to call me this because she's my aunt. She goes, Cousin Joey. The girls at your high school, do they take it up the ass?
What?
Yeah.
What?
And I'm on the phone. At this point, I haven't stuck my dick in anything other than like the in between of my mattress and box spring. That I mean, it's the only thing I fucked.
It's just like a porn.
Holy shit!
She's like, I'm inexperienced. She's like, let me help you.
So I remember going. I don't know. I don't. I have an ass.
How do I do that, Auntie?
I don't know. And then she cuts me off and goes. Because I did that when I was about your age. And I shat all over the guy's cock.
What?
Yes.
I can't believe that. Holy shit.
You didn't...
Now this
promo's been played on Revenge of the Sith for the last 6 months.
Now that you say it, it's a little familiar, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Joe, my family is so close, it's incestuous.
So when I told that story on the air to Dan, he took that and...
Said you fucked her in the ass.
And said, you know, that was my green light to fuck her up the ass. Yeah, that's where...
She was giving you the okay.
That's where it comes from.
Have you talked to her since?
After that, I did. And then, I mean, at this point, I haven't talked to her in probably like 6-7 years.
What? Is she mentally ill?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Monty Buller says, and subscribed.
Well, shit, if that's all it takes. I got 1,000 of those kind of family stories to tell you.
Oh, wow.
I mean, some are sadder than others. I don't know what you want to hear. Oh, yeah. That was... And by the way, right
now... White Bot Ian suddenly doesn't feel so weird.
Ian, let me feel, make you feel better. So not long after that phone call, I went upstate to visit her, and it's her, her husband, and they
had to go out to the store.
At the time, probably like 11-year-old kid, my cousin, who's now dead. But,
oh, Jesus. Well, all right then.
Well,
his so ass bled out.
Jesus Christ.
After he walked in on you and his mom.
So we're in. I swear, this is. I'll never forget this. This was Thanksgiving. I was working at the mall. I was working at this Prince Plus, it was called.
Hot Topic.
I would frame. Well, I wouldn't. They'd be already framed. It was a.
Yeah, Prince Plus. Enlargements and stuff.
Well, yeah, but yeah. You'd buy, like, posters that would be in frames, and they call it art. And part of the job was framing the paper posters. I never mastered that. I would put a sign, because they made me a manager. I put a sign on the door.
That said,
well.
Sorry.
This is 2005 we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I'd put a sign on the door. It was a little store in the mall.
Uh-huh.
Be back in 15 minutes. I'd drive to Patterson, buy Coke with the money I stole out of the register, come back, leave the sign up, do a couple lines, and then fuck around with a nail gun hooked up to an air hose. And I would set up a target.
What?
Yeah. I think I used one of the
can I get my picture done? For chink. No, I'm busy.
One of the misprinted posters, that we couldn't sell. Hang and I would shoot at it.
I'll be sending out pamphlets for our next firework display. Meet up. Hope you'll be there too. We love you, Ian. Anyway, here's the voice memo I meant to send out yesterday.
Gangster police state, using all of the deadly gangster Frankenstein controls. In 1965, CIA gangster police beat me bloody, dragged me in chains from Kennedy, New York Airport. Since then, I hide in forced jobless poverty, isolated, alone, in this low, deadly nigger town old house.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
hey.
Gangster police.
Okay. That was unexpected. Thank you.
Okay.
Totally not FBI. Who says, I'll reread, I'll be sending out pamphlets for our next, quote, firework display meetup. Hope you'll be there. We love you, Ian. Anyway, here's the voice memo I meant to send out yesterday. Thank you, totally not FBI. I'm looking forward to the email about the fireworks meetup. I will go and get some. Not that I have any. I'll have to go get some and join you at the meetup. But to finish, so I'd be in the back using the nail gun that would frame the posters and just using it as a gun, shooting at this poster that I had rigged up to the wall, doing lines. And I go to the Ruby Tuesday, like three doors down, have a couple of Captain and Cokes. That be back in 15 minutes sign probably was there for 4 hours.
To be fair, was anyone actually staying there for 15 minutes? I mean,
No.
No idea when you put that sign in there.
No. They went out of business like a month after I got fired.
Man wants to know if this is the same aunt whose boyfriend's house you broke into.
The same what?
Same aunt?
Nope, different side of the family.
Oh, see, Joe gets around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep. Oh, I didn't finish. So I was working at that place. And it was, it wasn't Thanksgiving because we were closed, but while I was working there, there was this black guy with dreads. Really cool guy. We were into the same Audio Slave would just come out. We were both into that.
That's the last new band Joe liked, by the way.
Yes, it is. He knew a coworker at the place. It was before I was made manager, right before. And they only made me manager because the coworker I'm talking about quit. And there was nobody else but me and the main manager.
So they had to make me manager,
so it was just me. And that's why I got to do what I did. It was just me and nobody else in the store. So anyway, this guy, this black guy with the dreads, who I got along with, turns out he was homeless. He was sleeping in the stairwell of the mall. So in the back of the store, the fire escape, push door, would go into what would be the mall hallway, whatever, right? This is November. He was asking me, he keeps getting kicked out of the stairwell, which is outdoors. I let him sleep outside, but kind of inside the store.
Uh-huh.
Just tell him, look, set your alarm.
So you're like Robin Hood.
I let him stay there, because I had the keys. Because it was fucking cold out. I remember I drove him up to Walmart up in Harriman, the 24-hour one. I bought him a comforter and something else. I was being charitable. I was just on coke and just thought it was fun. I don't know. Anyway, it was Thanksgiving, and I remember hanging out with him after I bought him this comforter and shit and dropping him off at the mall and saying, all right, well, I just got this call. My aunt just called me last minute saying, come up for Thanksgiving. Because at that point, the family was, like, weird. There was no, like, get-together set thing for Thanksgiving. So I left him at the mall with his brand-new comforter, and I drove upstate. And in the kitchen on Thanksgiving, I mean, Dan in the promo makes the joke about Grandpa cutting the turkey on Thanksgiving, but it actually was Thanksgiving, like, a couple weeks after that phone call, and I'm at my aunt's, and in front of her husband, she's talking about phone call she made to me, and then references this guy. I don't want to say his first name, even though that's not, just in case. Let's say his name is Mike.
Let's.
She'll go. She, in front of her husband, she had a vivid image, never forget. She picked up the wooden rolling pin, and in front of her kid, too. This was like Mike's cock.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Her husband would just like kind of like fake laugh, and then when he would look away, she would take the rolling pin and go like this to me. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is one of many stories I can tell. I mean, I think it's hilarious that I don't think I've ever told you this before, Dan. It's hilarious. Like in the promo in the show we did months ago where I told the phone call story, Dan jokes about. Imagine it's Thanksgiving, Grandpa's cousin turkey. Well, on Thanksgiving, I went up there, and that's when that happened. And then she mentioned something about her fake tits, and I forget.
I see a picture of this aunt?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I really don't.
Nowhere?
No.
Okay.
I really don't. I don't have
Can
one.
You draw it?
I don't have one. Wait, what?
Just draw. Draw me a sketch.
Draw a picture of your aunt, please. All right.
Not our anus, Joe.
Monty Buhler. Okay, change my mind. Okay, change my mind. In, out, Auntie Anne.
I was thinking the same thing. That's why I'm asking where she is.
The bully Harry. No wonder she's all over it. Motherfucker. Oh.
Well, that's fucking brilliant.
Oh, shit.
Crisula says, could your aunt send Ian panties?
With blood if possible.
Oh, man.
Ass blood?
Yeah, ass blood.
Oh, just want to clear it up.
It'd be gross otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'd be weird.
Ew.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But Joe's crying.
Yeah, dude, I can't realize I it's kind of my fucking hillbilly Harry killed me. It's
probably just from repressed memories.
Well, that too. I hide it with laughter. But yeah, oh, shit. That was hilarious.
So then they fucked.
No, Aleph the Nemesis, I'm not boasting. Trust me. At all. Fuck.
You've got to find her.
No.
Do you know where she is?
I plan on never talking to her again for as long as I live.
But she's so interesting.
To you?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And the 1,000 listeners.
Oh, God. I left the Nemesis. What was she in her prime?
I'm answering someone in the chat. Static void. Someone give him his Xanax. Done.
Oh. All right, then.
Ugh. Well, I'm going to do a piss soon.
At least he didn't write blowjob. Not it. Too late.
I don't want it.
Dan lost.
Short straw. We're both going to have that 1,000-mile stare now. Just Mad World playing in the background, staring off in the distance.
White pot caller on the air. I really don't even, honestly, I wouldn't do it, but it's so far removed in my life, I don't even have a number. And I don't want it. But, well.
But you have the memories.
Oh, I do.
We're so glad you do.
Plenty of those.
More than one person in the chat has asked you to write a book before you forget all this stuff.
Put it on the list, Dan.
That's...
Write book.
You know what? That's one I do want to get checked off.
I need more paper. Someone send a scroll to the P.O. Box like Ian said before.
A scroll or a ream of paper?
That would be P.O. Box 784.
Thank you.
Ramsey, New Jersey.
07446.
Just going to have that Xanax eye soon. Now, I haven't had that in years. Once you've been on Xanax for... like 15 years, you don't get buzzed or like zoned out anymore. You just get either relaxed or tired. That's it. It's not like any other drug I've ever had, where if you get used to it, you just take more and you get the high. After a while, it stops. It fades away. It's just...
That's called when you have a problem.
It's called a prescription, you asshole.
But they're supposed to work, right?
What?
Do you take the recommended dose?
Yes, these days.
He takes the suggested one.
These days. But I was also started off on a dose that I should not have been given. Hmm. I mean, I was 19.
You had those bars, right?
The 2 milligram bars. And I was from 19 to 20-something, 3 times a day. Dude. That is not a normal fucking
dose. A full bar?
3 times a day.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, dude. It was not necessary.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why my memory is so fucked. But yeah.
Oh, can you read? Just says Static Void is a palm reader, but with feet. Get your aunt to send you a pic of her feet for
him. Ooh, you don't want that.
God, I do not want to be there when you have to open this fucking P.O. box.
What are you talking about? I look forward to it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Ian can't wait. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really expect to get panties.
I guarantee you're going to
get a pair, you think?
At least one pair.
Okay, well, I'll put them on.
By Thursday?
I don't know
with
about
nail
Thursday.
Polish. I'll put them on.
No one's. I love that. No one's asking you to put them on. I mean, I'm not gonna.
Okay,
stop.
Then I won't put them on.
I'm not gonna stop you. You just can't get changed in front of the camera.
If it's Becker's, I'll put them on.
Oh wow. Jeez. All
right then.
Not in front of the camera. Nobody wants to see that.
Well, it's not that I wouldn't let you. It's that we're on YouTube and we get kicked off.
That's fair.
You know, I got no problem seeing your dick. It's just YouTube.
It's a good dick. Okay. Just don't touch it. You handsy fuck.
Chicago Bear, how do you
Does
remember?
This feel better?
Chicago Bear, how do you even remember 19 through 20, Joe? Holy shit. I don't. I remember 19 through 29. I mean, there's things that stand out, like the stories you hear, but for the most part...
Just think of all the stories that are lost forever.
There's probably quite a few.
Like actually fucking her in the ass.
Jesus
Christ. Mm-hmm. Just black that one out. Are you sure you didn't?
I'm not even going to answer
you. Would you bet your life you didn't?
Yes, I would bet my life.
Okay, sorry.
Well, that's not much.
Don't be sorry. What?
You cocksucker.
Slipped that one in.
You quick cocksucker.
Fuck.
Totally snuck by me. Fucking snipe me with that one. Christ.
White Buck goes,
motherfucker.
Did this Anne have Studio 54 stories she could tell?
Most likely.
Cock. Oh, God.
Static Boy, way to sell your dick. It's a good dick. Oh, fuck. All right. We only got 20 minutes left.
Yeah.
What, Dan?
Nothing, I just...
Static Void, I would die before admitting something like that.
Like what? Like fucking your aunt? Like what is he talking about?
That's what I... Good question.
Static Void, so what are you talking about?
Yeah,
so
I don't know
many possibilities.
Yeah, I don't know if it's one of the stories
having
told
a good
tonight,
dick?
Or,
I mean,
okay.
You can admit that, yeah. Sure.
Joe didn't because he's not a rolling pin.
It's Hillbilly Harry again, by the way.
Fucking Hillbilly Harry.
A rolling pin. She did the jerk-off motion for Red Insane.
Holding
at the Thanksgiving table.
holding the wooden rolling pin.
Why is that even at the table?
Not even the jerk-off motion, but like you know, like up somewhere.
God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yep.
Oh, fucking your aunt. Yeah, okay. I thought so.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense. The joke, not the...
Joe's aunt, Honey Wilder.
That's a really good reference, by the way.
Thanks, man. I do research for this show. I can't remember the name of the other one. Dennis. Dennis figures a guy who fucked his aunt was outraged by a little cross-dressing last week.
I did not fuck my aunt.
And he wasn't outraged.
I wasn't outraged.
Put off
just
by it.
I didn't see it coming, that's all.
What are we talking about?
It's more of a joke. It wasn't like... It's not a fetish.
I know. It's not something I ever would think you would say. That's all. What do you mean Becker's? This explains Joe's a lot. What does?
I guess just your family tree is what she's saying.
Of mental illness?
You come from bizarre
stock.
It's
a lot of looped branches.
Yeah.
Mm. Rotting away. But...
I like how every week we wonder what we're going to talk about and...
Not even that. Every week at 6:45, I'm taking a piss, yelling out to these two guys, okay, so we're going to cover Stanhope, and then what are we going to get into? We got stories in the doc. What story do you want to get to? Like, worried about what
we both say it'll be fine. We'll figure it out.
You're going to say something embarrassing, and we're going to go with it.
Yeah, Dan doesn't say that, but he thinks it.
He kind of says it. He says it.
Why do I not say that?
You can't hear over the piss stream.
Oh, yeah, you pee hard.
I do.
Big P fall hard.
I mean,
it was so fucking bad. I'm sorry. I'm retiring.
Oh, shit.
It's because of your big cock.
Big hammer down there.
That's what he was talking about.
Speaking of big cocks, Joe.
What do you got, Dan?
Suspicious package. Mannequin.
Oh, I love this.
Man accused of shoplifting, but suspicious bulge in his trousers was just his 10-inch penis.
This is actually a real story we have.
This is a real story.
If you're wondering.
I mean, it's from The Sun. I don't know how real it is. We're going to go with it.
Oh, it's real. Tonight it's real.
Window fitter Steve Whitehurst, 47.
What is a window fitter?
I think he fits windows, Joe.
Does that mean install?
Sure.
Okay.
I think he just fits them, and then someone else comes and installs them.
Oh, okay.
He's just the
fitter.
He's like the inker in comics.
Right.
You just
the installer doesn't own a measuring tape, so this is... Okay, I got it.
It fits. Thanks, Steve.
See you next week.
Window fitter Steve Whitehurst, 47, showed security his member after a female manager raised the alarm. There's some great pictures in the... article
of his cock.
Yeah, I'm putting those up there.
But he's like, he's sitting with this woman, and he has like a very clear bulge in his pants.
You know, she fluffed them up right before the photo. She's holding a measuring tape.
Oh yeah, she. Who is that, by the way? Did they even mention who that is?
It's his wife.
Oh,
or girlfriend.
Why does she look so unhappy then? Unless her asshole is probably killing her.
Mm. More ass blood.
Yeah, a lot of ass blood from that bitch. You don't want her panties in. They're probably gross. All the ass blood.
Another picture, and look, another ruler.
Hmm. I think they're trying to drive the point home.
Oh,
that he has a large penis, Joe.
Okay,
what they're going for. He also looks unhappy for a guy with a giant dick, doesn't he?
He does look miserable.
He's very like, oh, I have a big penis, which sucks. Apparently, he's droopy dog. I'm sorry.
But I hate my penis. Me. Big penis.
Fuck.
I would say do that on stage, but I don't want you to compete with any.
Don't do impressions, Joe.
Okay.
Kind of hacky. He had been buying $400 worth of stuff.
Sorry, inside joke.
At
guys.
Scott's Menswear. Yeah, Joe's impressions.
Yep.
He had been buying $400 worth, 400 pounds, I'm sorry, worth of stuff at Scott's Menswear with girlfriend Mandy Shenton, 46, and her 18-month-old grandson. But things came to a head.
Where's your sound?
I don't know. I can't have both open at the same time.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. What did they do? Oh, at the till, when the store manager asked about his bulge, Steve, who claims he often has to roll up his manhood. Roll up his manhood?
What? I've had I remember, high school age around there. If I had a hard-on and I had to walk out of my bedroom to go in the hallway to take a piss and I had a hard-on, I'd have to tuck my dick up
in the waistband
of my boxers.
Yeah.
But rolling?
Apparently he has to roll it up.
No.
Fire hose might?
No. There's no rolling of the dick.
Do you ever see when the wolf in a cartoon sees a pretty girl and the tongue rolls out? That's his dick.
There's no rolling.
You can roll a soft dick.
Into what?
Into like a ball.
The second you let go, it's gonna...
It could stick to itself for a couple seconds. What do you mean?
What do you
mean?
Take
your dick out. Let me show you.
All right.
No, not again. Hold still.
Go on, Dan.
Was there more? Steve, who claims he often has to roll up his manhood, said, "I had very tight jeans on that day, and there was a bulge." Yes, but that's not illegal.
You think it was an accident that he was wearing those tight jeans, or did he?
I'm sure if you have a giant dick, you wear tight jeans just for because.
Yeah,
I can't help the way I'm made. That's why all my jeans.
I can't help the way I'm made.
That's why all my jeans are tight.
So he's the victim. Is what's going on.
He's a victim of a giant penis.
Right.
It's just The manager started arguing with me. She wouldn't let it go. The penis. I just kept telling her that it was my penis. Eventually, I dropped my trousers in front of everyone and just stood there in my boxer shorts and said, "See, I've got nothing to hide." So that should be the end of the story, right?
He was demanded to show his big dick to convince the staff he didn't steal anything? But
that didn't satisfy her.
What?
She kept saying, "What's that bulge?" This is like how a porn movie, you think was going to go, but it just doesn't work out. Like, the actors just aren't on the same page. Yeah, what's in the bulge? It's my fucking dick! What you got in there?
Well, we need We need a plot. That's not a story.
He said he then went to a cubicle with a male security guard at his local store in Stoke-on-Trent. Steve recalled, "I dropped my boxers. He shook his head and ran out and spoke with the manager. I heard her say, 'Please tell me he's got something down there,' and the guy said no."
PJ824, victim of a giant penis, just like the ant.
Just like what?
Keeps going back.
He called last Sunday's outing the craziest experience of my life and is a complaint to the company owned by JD Sports. "It was so humiliating. What they did to Steve was disgusting." That's what his wife.
But no one told him to take his dick out. He did that on his own. No one did anything to him.
They just accused him of stealing because of his dick.
I mean, I did read the story.
That's why black guys get followed all the time. They think they're stealing because of their dicks.
Is that why?
That's why it all makes sense.
I thought it was because they were black.
No. Well, yes. Oh, it's all. It's like.
Boy.
Yes. It's all. Huh? It's congruent.
Okay.
But sources stress they never asked. Steve to expose himself and accused him of becoming aggressive.
Oh.
One witness said staff had good grounds to suspect him. He was picking up and dropping a lot of items, like Joe's phone. They found a missing electronic tag in a jacket he tried on and then spotted a big bulge in his pants. When they cornered him, he became very abusive. He then dropped his trousers, but the bulge was much smaller than staff remembered it. Oh, now they're insulting him.
What was he, waving it like a hammer? How did he become abusive?
But the bulge was much smaller than staff remembered it.
Oh.
No one ever asked him to go to a cubicle to reveal himself. He did that on his own volition.
Hmm.
Mm. Oh, there's another picture with the fucking ruler. Again, they all look so unhappy.
Yeah, I don't get that. Oh, well,
he looks like a guy
who
used to be in a rock band.
Yes. But, Dan, you're forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
He's the victim.
He's a victim of a giant penis.
That's why he looks so unhappy.
Actually, it's kind of like Mickey Rourke.
Good days. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Suspicious package.
Big, 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 big penis.
We should work on that more.
Thanks, man.
It's really good.
I think it's had its run.
Okay. So you know when to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Wrap it up.
Fucking Huckleberry Hack over here.
Sorry.
Dan masturbates and fucks on the same day, DeMarino. Thank you.
What? Okay. The That's kind of out of left field, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd probably do, but...
I mean, yeah. If
Kitty Razor, he should slapped her with his massive dong. Hmm. That would be aggressive, yeah.
That would be aggressive.
That would make
sense. Especially because they're British. It's very not... Usually they use a glove for that.
A white glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I challenge you to a duel when he takes his dick. Does it get like the uppercut on it?
It's not roll it first, though.
Yeah, he's not roll it.
So it'd be
needs a couple time seconds.
Consuming.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on there, love. Get out my tallywhacker.
I really got to pee, and I've been debating pissing into it.
There's 9 minutes left.
I know. But I've been holding in for like 20 minutes.
I mean, at least he isn't like the guy who sued over his big dick. Nah, we just didn't have big dick stuff. We'll save that.
White bot, any more stories about cocks or anal? Not even joking, by the way.
What do you think we have in this thing? This is all...
This is
all suing over a big dick. Woman sues over big dick.
This is what they call our wheelhouse.
Naked dick in trunk. Woman bites camel balls. Yeah. Sparklers to kill hornet nest. I think we did that one. In-home castration goes wrong. There you go. This is this guy the next day.
Oh, I've had it with this thing.
In-home castration?
Yeah.
Why?
Sometimes you got to do it yourself, Joe.
It was a self-castration?
Well, it was in-home.
Well, you haven't considered that? We all haven't considered that? That crossed my mind.
Man told the deputy he had just performed a castration.
He's sorry, Eveline. Joe, go pee. We don't need you.
What happened?
Eveline's a Joe, go pee. We don't need you. I am going to go pee. Can you read the story?
Yeah, you can just yell from the bathroom. Bring your microphone. Florida man arrested. Oh, there you go. After in-home castration goes wrong, the man told a deputy he had just performed a castration on a man and encountered major issues. Deputies found a victim on a bed, bleeding heavily with a towel over his groin. In the latest installment of Near Unimaginable Florida News, a 74-year-old Sebring man was arrested for allegedly performing
Wait, go back! How did the guy that cut his dick off not bleed out to death?
I think we're going to get to that part. There's a whole story.
Oh, I thought you were reading a different story.
What?
Okay. Sorry.
In the latest installment of Near Unimaginable Florida News, a 74-year-old Sebring man has been arrested.
I thought you had a different Florida story pulled up.
No, this is the same one.
Okay.
In the latest installment of Near Unimaginable Florida News, a 74-year-old Sebring man has been arrested for allegedly performing a botched castration surgery on another man he'd met online through a fetish website.
Faggots!
What?
Carrie Van Ryswick was charged with second-degree felony of practicing medicine without a license, resulting in bodily injury. According to an arrest affidavit, deputies arrived at Van Ryswick's house in Central Florida just before midnight Sunday in response to a 9/11 hang-up call. Upon arrival, Van Ryswick admitted to deputies he had just removed the testicles of a man he'd met, quote, on a website for those that have a fetish for castration.
What?
Apparently there is websites for fetishes with castration.
This is a fetish?
I didn't think that'd be a fetish. That's like a one-time only thing, right?
I mean, it doesn't sound like a repeat fetish.
Right? It seems like a once you're done, and then you're done. In the man's guest bedroom. See, he didn't even put him in the main bedroom. Just throws him in the guest bedroom to cut his dick off. Deputies say they found a 53-year-old man with a bloody towel in his groin.
What kind of friend does that?
Right. Another section of the house was set up as a makeshift surgical room with medical equipment and even a camera to record the procedure. The victim was flown to a nearby hospital for life-saving measures, deputies said, and is currently in stable condition. Using painkillers he purchased online from England... Well...
What was the website?
Painkillers he purchased from England. Joe, online, doesn't say where.
Okay.
I see you perked up on that one. Huh. Your perk is set to write up. As well as forceps and scalpels he acquired, Van Ryswick said he began the procedure on Sunday around 10 p.m., but the victim's uncontrollable bleeding made it difficult for him to close the wound. Yeah, Van Ryswick confessed to deputies that he performed a similar operation with a similar disastrous fate several years ago in a motel.
Oh, he thought it would work out differently this time.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? It's been a few years.
I've honed my skills.
Yeah, I've been practicing on bananas. I think I've got this down.
I've made my own tourniquet.
Yep.
Okay.
There we go. All right, see? You asked for more dick stories.
And I just want to address everyone in the chat. Yes, you're correct. I did not wash my hands after I pissed. Because I'm in the middle of doing
a
live
professional.
Show.
He wants to do the show.
I have to get back as quick as possible.
Yeah.
Also, as I've said many times, Your dick is cleaner than your hands.
Yeah, Joe cleans his dick like 6 or 7 times.
Think about it. You go around all day touching doorknobs with your hands.
Yeah.
What does your dick touch after a shower in the morning?
Not doorknobs.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's more germs on your hands than there are on your dick.
Just the underside of your pillow, of your mattress when you were younger.
Right.
Other
That's
than
a
that,
different
nothing.
Story.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you piss on your hands, which I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Your hands are no more dirty than they were before taking a piss. I mean, this is a simple concept, Ian.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah. In fact, urine is sterile. Even if you pee on your hands,
this is true.
It's still cleaner than your hands were before you started.
That is correct. Now,
don't touch my face.
You might try and trip me
up.
Yeah,
you can't touch anyone's face anymore.
And I've heard this before from someone by saying, well, the toilet handle. You use your foot to flush the toilet.
In a public place.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, here I trust.
And why do you even flush in a public place? Fuck them.
Well, I'm not a scumbag, so I
Casper Myers, but don't you open your pill bottles with your cock, Joe? Good point.
That's been known to happen.
Why didn't you wash your dick off after you pissed then, since your hands were dirty? That's a good point.
Well, yeah, but did you touch your dick, or did you just let it dangle?
I rested my finger on the underside of it just to aim. Yeah.
What happened?
I'm explaining how I pee.
Show us on the rolling pin.
just like, I've got to pee. Let me just get one little finger underneath that little guy.
That's how I aim.
Aim it in there.
That's, yeah. I mean, you know, you agree, right?
I'm not listening anymore.
Oh, all right.
Yes, I agree. Checked out for the week.
I agree.
And then subsequent weeks, apparently.
You didn't get any more texts, did you?
No, we're good. It was a quick thing. It was just odd right, timing. I'm just odd sure. timing.
Right. She's just scarred for life.
I've been there. I get it.
I should say that for when she needs it someday.
Okay. I don't know where to go from there. I don't know how to answer that.
Thank God it's 858. I mean, P.O. Box.
I was going to make a joke, but I decided not to. P.O. Box 784, Ramsey, New Jersey 07446.
Thank you.
If you'd like to send me not fireworks and...
not painkillers.
And send Ian your panties. Again, please, if you're sending your panties to Ian... Make some kind of mark on the envelope, draw a heart, something.
Yeah, and put attention to who it's for.
Yeah, just write Ian on
it's
it.
For Ian,
so I know
it's for Joe.
To not open it and let him open it.
If it says
him
for Joe,
it.
He knows not to open it near a fire, you know. Right.
Again, like my favorite fireworks are cakes and shells.
Mm-hmm. You can also send me cakes.
Tasty cakes.
You! And stuffed shells.
Since you don't listen to Daywave anymore, I thought you could use some Wonderwall.
Oh, Wonderwall.
I do listen to Daywave, Madman. I don't get to chat that off. You fucking God. Fucking
that's a good
damn
way
it.
Show right there.
But what I do know is with abstracted council change the whole game though. It's not how it's 2.0, yo. It's 2.0, yo. I hate this goddamn fucking song. It's 2.0, yo. Makes me angry. This one.
We must coordinate, but we ain't no cathedral. No one subordinate.
Every project
we did that far. We work like up. This is so fucking annoying. All right, we gotta get out of here. Thanks so much, guys, for listening.
We're getting out of here.
We'll be back next Thursday.
That's right. 2.0, yo.
Dan did bring his board that I did not give him.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, I stole it from somebody.
So, we're going to work out doing a second show at some point.
Figure out a way to do shows.
Like
from,
pop-up shows.
Yeah, not just
random,
Thursdays.
Yeah, on a random day aside from Thursday during the week. We'll figure it out.
Random nights. Joe will do some gaming.
Look forward to the podcast MP3 versions of the show that will be up this weekend.
Coming a decade soon.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again so much, guys. We appreciate it. Ian, I hope you're back next week.
Oh, he's not answering.
We'll see. I hope so, too.
Oh, Jesus. Night, guys.
Thank you, Cousin Joe.
Oh. Double animal.